Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, have a very important transmission lined up for you today. We have Philip Klein, a filmmaker, in studio. He has made a film called Begging for Billionaires, dealing with the New London Kelo decision of 4 years ago, where wealthy companies and individuals openly can pay off local politicians to have them then take your property and basically give it to them. And so we will really do a retrospective on what's happened the last 4 years since the New London Kelo decision and the horrors that have transpired against property rights in this country. Then we have Richard Gage popping in for 30 minutes or so with a lot of big new developments in architects and engineers and scientists and peer-reviewed journals all over the world, from the Netherlands to Japan, from Denmark to the United States, from Canada to Brazil, looking at the evidence of thermite in the World Trade Center's complex when the globalists blew them up via controlled demolition back in September 11, 2001. And then Gerald Celente with his latest trends forecast on the economy, joining us in the final hour today and taking your phone calls. Okay, that said, I have a lot of economic news. I have a lot of police state news. We have a federal judge ruling that telecoms can spy without warrants, the complete end of the Fourth Amendment certified from Congress and the courts. Just open tyranny and despotism. The government is declaring itself at all levels rogue and completely despotic and criminal. It is the bona fide tyranny, the tyrannus maximus. But all of that has to go to the back burners in this first hour today. Every month or so, I run into a story where I wish to clear all the decks, but I'm not going to cancel these three guests we have today because they're all very important, very informative, very important topics. But I will tell you that I don't want to just come out of the gates and cover this because it doesn't give it enough import. I have noticed that if I want something to get attention, if I want it to break through into mainstream media, if I want to make a mark on the psyche of the planet with my listeners, I have to first get our wonderful, dynamic, intelligent, incredibly influential audience who have driven thousands of major stories into the mainstream media with our angle, our spin, the establishment would say. And I need you to blow through the gatekeepers. I need you to blast them in the info war. This is a prime directive in the fight against the New World Order, and I know you use whatever means necessary in the info war to get the information out. And it ties into Obama's visit to the Middle East. It ties into the latest fear-mongering by the CIA and the control corporate organs of disinformation. It deals with Glenn Beck. It is a story up on Infowars.com right now by Kurt Nemo. I asked Kurt Nemo last night to do a story on this. I asked Steve Watson to do a story on this, and he's finished up one story and doing another today on this because I want to get his perspective and angle on it, which you're all different than, slightly different than mine or Kurt Nemo's. Because covering this tyranny, you know, it's all through the eye of the beholder. The staggering level of duplicity and deception and evil. But how are Glenn Beck, the DHS report saying gun owners and veterans are terrorists? Osama bin Laden's latest fake speech from the grave. Obama's visit to the Middle East. How do they all tie together? We'll tell you coming up. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, my friends, thank you for joining us. You're now well into the transmission, into the second segment here. It is Thursday, the fourth day of June 2009. We have 3 hours and 51 minutes, 20 seconds spanning out before us. Gerald Celente in the last hour today, top trends forecaster, Richard Gage, founder and head of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, coming up. And then, of course, Philip Klein in studio, the maker of Begging for Billionaires, the true story of the new eminent domain crimes going on in this country under the Supreme Court ruling saying they can take any private property anytime they want, any way they want. And the Supreme Court ruled you've got a Second Amendment, but it's open to the federal government and states to interpret what that Second Amendment is, including complete bans. So it literally states you have a right to hand all your firearms in. You got to love these lawyers. They go, yeah, you got a right to keep and bear arms. We have a right to ban them. The right means you hand them over. You have a right to be slapped upside the head repeatedly and drugged by your hair off into the night to be raped by the New World Order. That's what it comes down to. I saw this yesterday when it was first in the Washington Times, one of the official organs of CIA disinformation. I mean, they have been on record that they put out disinfo for the federal government. So does the New York Times with fake yellow cake uranium from Niger to Iraq, and fake stories about aluminum tubes and nuclear purification centrifuges that are complexes that are the size of 100 football fields. They claim were buried under rose bushes in Iraq. Mobile weapons trucks supposedly for producing anthrax that they knew day one from Jane's Weapons Dictionary. Or British mobile trucks for pumping up hydrogen surveillance balloons to direct artillery. It's a World War I era technology for directing artillery in the Iran-Iraq war, sold to them by the British with U.S. funding. They said those were anthrax trucks. That's how dumb they think the public is. They openly show the world four hydrogen trucks for pumping up hydrogen balloons. They've got make, model, serial number. Every military on Earth instantly knows what they are. The United States has these, but uses helium because we have some of the only helium mines in the United States. But I digress off into issues that really don't matter. They've been striking helium in East Texas. Very interesting. On one of the ranches nearby ours, I wish they'd strike helium on our property. Our problems would be over very quickly, wouldn't they? The point is, I digress, ladies and gentlemen. They think you're idiots. And I wouldn't call people idiots or even stupid. People are distracted. They are knowledgeable about hot rods. Men are knowledgeable about Budweiser and tattoos and acting tough. And I'm not saying if you drink Budweiser or have tattoos, you're bad. I'm saying that's what people are knowledgeable in. They're knowledgeable in surfing, or they're knowledgeable in skateboards, or they're knowledgeable in football, or they're knowledgeable in their particular business. If it's selling carpet and tile or used cars, or if you're a doctor, you're knowledgeable in your specialty, but all your extra time is golfing and parasailing. Who knows? But people have almost no knowledge of how the world works, or say the Muslim factions, 79% Sunni, 19% Shiite, and the other 2% are different groups of splinter organizations from Islam. And they know that the public doesn't know. They just think of a Muslim as somebody with dark skin wearing a turban or a headdress. They don't even know there are Muslims in Indonesia. They don't even know there are Muslims in China. They don't even know that there are Muslims in Latin America. They don't know anything about Islam. They have no idea. I've seen a lot of people that think Islam predates Judaism and Christianity, which it doesn't. They have no idea about anything. And so the media can sit up there and say, Iran is funding Al-Qaeda. Really? Al-Qaeda is Sunni, Wahhabi, to be specific, out of Saudi Arabia. It is the branch of Islam that says you don't have to have a genetic relation to the Prophet Muhammad or his family to be a religious leader. It is the majority group, 79%. And they hate the Shiites, and the Shiites hate them a lot more than they even hate Jews or Christians, on average. And so the media has the nerve to get up on TV and radio and the print and say Iran is Al-Qaeda and funding Al-Qaeda. That's like saying Superman is Lex Luthor. The average American would know that's ridiculous. Everybody knows Lex Luthor is the arch nemesis, the leader of the Legion of Doom against Superman, or Jor-El from the planet Krypton. You know all about that fairy tale, and you know that Lex Luthor is not Superman. Now, to the Arabs and to the Muslims, it is as ridiculous to see our news, which they watch, and to read our newspapers, which they read, and to see them saying that Iran is Al-Qaeda. On top of it, Cy Hirsch reported 4 years ago. We reported 5 years ago. Now mainstream news the last 2 years has reported. The White House, a year and a half ago, the Bush White House put out a, the huge news is coming. I want to build up to this. Put out a press release on whitehouse.gov. And I covered it on air ad nauseum. You can go pull it up. Saying, yes, we're funding 4 freedom fighting organizations out of Iraq to fight Iran in Iran and to destabilize and overthrow the country. And Israel's put out press releases saying the same thing over and over again. And who do you think the 4 groups are? Well, one of them's Kurdish, but the other 3 are Wahhabist funded out of Saudi Arabia, the U.S. allies. Who do you expect? The Wahhabists are the army of the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. Al-Qaeda is the army of the New World Order. Everywhere you go, they are the strike force. They are the people the CIA sends in, that Mossad sends in. They are the people. They are the sword of the New World Order. And that's why Barack Hussein Obama bowed to the Saudi king. And that's why I have the headline here from the Washington Post. Obama sought Saudi king's advice before Cairo speech, prostrating himself before him again. Because there was an alliance made. You know the movie Lawrence of Arabia? It's a true story. Watch it. With Peter O'Toole? Watch it. Those tribes he's giving machine guns and granados to, hand grenades to, that is the House of Saud. One little tribal fiefdom, duchy, that made an alliance with England. And that's why they were given Saudi Arabia. And that's why the British tried to give them Iraq. And that's why they've given them the whole of the Middle East. And that's why they overthrew Iran using them. And that's why they started a war with the Russians in 79. On record, Brzezinski's written a book about it, bragging. It's declassified, but you can go to him himself admitting it. The Russians invade to stop the attack on the other stands to the north of Afghanistan. They use Al-Qaeda to attack Serbia as a pretext and then say, oh, look, the Serbs are killing innocent Muslims and go in. They use Al-Qaeda everywhere. They use Al-Qaeda in Chechnya against Russia. It's just a fact. Just like they use Pol Pot to kill 30% of the population of Cambodia, and Brzezinski brags about that. These are murdering criminals. Sunni Islam works for the New World Order. Now, 99.9% of Sunni Muslims are not terrorists, are not out attacking anybody. And I respect their religion and their culture. And I'm not saying that Sunni Islam itself works for the New World Order. I'm stating a fact that radical Sunni extremism is the sword of the British U.S. and Israeli Empire, and it is a fact, and I will state it here on record. Just like Haaretz and Jerusalem Post and UPI and AP have all reported, and it's in my film Road to Tyranny, you can just search engine the headline, Israel created Hamas. Israel brags, and they said, oh yes, as a counterbalance to who? To who? Hezbollah! Hezbollah! Shiite! Iran! Now there's your fact, ladies and gentlemen, and no one will talk about this. No one will put the pieces together that are admitted on record. Why? And the Shiites are not innocent as well. Remember Iran-Contra, the weapons to the Iranians. This is a very dark and devious game that is played. Now, I'm going to finish up breaking down this key secret you're not supposed to know. That's all on record. It's just no one puts the 4 or 5 big public pieces together. And then I'm going to tell you what Glenn Beck's doing. You want to know how the feds are going to come after gun owners and conservatives? Get ready. I'm going to tell you their attack profile.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
This is subterfuge, intrigue, the intrigues of the king's court. Have you studied the Byzantine Empire? Have you studied the Roman court, the Babylonian court, the Qin's court in China, the Aztec courts, the Toltecs? Have you studied how humans behave, how the ruthless operate? Then it'll all make perfect sense. The truth is, the leadership of Egypt, the leadership of Iran, the leadership of the United States, the leadership of Israel, the leadership of England, the leadership of Russia, the leadership of Germany, the leadership of Japan. They are all what you would call evil. They are all ruthless. They are all about being top dog and using deception and subterfuge to maintain power. And they need wars with each other to dominate and control their internal populations. So more often than not, they stage these conflicts at a certain level with each other. There is enmity, there is hatred. There are occasional true overthrows and coups. But if you look at the hundreds of wars between the French and their the Norse French and their Norse cousins, the British, which were Germanic themselves, foreign monarchs. So it was really when the Germans 270 years ago took England back over with a purely German dynasty. It was only Germanic rulers coming back home. And they had endless wars with the French. And every time the French got in trouble politically and needed a distraction, needed to be able to raise taxes and get away with it, every time the city of Paris was in danger of falling to the little baronies around it, they would start a new war with England. And there are famous letters. In fact, I want to do a film and mention this and show some of the famous letters where they would talk about, "Ah, cousin, I'm having problems here. I think it's time for a war." And they would have 5-year, 10-year, 20-year, 30-year, 40-year, 100-year wars to consolidate control over their own populations. It's a big game they play with people's lives. You know, that famous line in Braveheart, which may not be historical in that film, but there are many historical examples of where the king orders his men, Longshanks, to fire into the ranks of both his soldiers and the Scots, and they say, "But we'll hit our own men." But yes, we'll hit some of theirs as well. This is the attitude. This is the mindset. This is the system. And so you have the Sunnis, the Wahhabists, all the subgroups of Islam originating out of its birthplace, Saudi Arabia. It is the majority of Islam, 79 to 80%, depending on which encyclopedia of religion you look at. They are tools of British intelligence, and they are always used. They were used in 53 to overthrow the secular president, Mohammad Mossadegh. They were used to attack the Russians. They were used to attack the Serbs. They have been used over and over again. They were used to take the blame of attacking the American people so that the Saudis' enemies, Iraq and Iran, could then be attacked by the United States. See how that works? The Israelis and the Saudis get the United States to attack their enemies. Isn't that the smart way? Take the Chinese fighting fish. The smartest fighting fish, if there's more than two, one will sit off. Normally the dominant one will sit off and wait while the weaker two weaken each other. And when one is dead, the survivor will then have to face the fresh, more intelligent fighting fish. I mean, this is elementary chess. This isn't even chess. This is checkers. Can the American people, can the British people, can the Iranian people, can the people of Israel, the people of Europe, the people of the world grow up and get past how the globalist balkanizes? When we get back, I'm going to break down the treason of Glenn Beck against the Republic. And you know me, I don't spend my time attacking talk show hosts, Limbaugh and even Savage and others. I disagree with Savage on quite a bit, but I still defend his First Amendment. No, if anyone is a government agent, it is Glenn Beck, and this abomination will be exposed. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Some folks are born.
Some folks are born. Make the way to fly.
Ooh.
The red, white, and blue. The red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hail to the chief, Lord knows, they point the cannon at you. Doubt that. God, it ain't me. It ain't me, no.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to break down the big news story of the day and get into all the other news. We've got three very informative guests coming up today. Before I do that, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is HomeGain, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you'll get a free estimate of your home's value according to realtors and home sellers becoming more realistic on home prices. Go to blog.HomeGain.com and see the HomeGain home price survey results. There is a new feature called Street View where you can look at the house and street level and take a virtual tour through the neighborhood you're interested in. You've got to see it for yourself. And again, it's all absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you, all free. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, they tell you the most inexpensive ways to remodel for the best resale value with their home sale maximizer. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit Max, the little orange gorilla banner on Infowars.com or go to HOMEGAIN.com. That's homegain.com. One other sponsor I want to tell you about today is My Solar Backup. Great little solar panel battery control system. Very easy to use. Great way to get you started getting into solar systems and getting off the grid. MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, and ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. Get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right, it generates free electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas. But in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move now. The website's MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com, or give them a toll-free call, 877-327-0365. Again, that number is 877-327-0365. You know, when I have a story this sickening, this disgusting, this filthy, it really makes my stomach turn. It's bad enough to have corporate whores up on TV and radio posing like they love America and that they're fighting corruption and care about the common man. And a lot of them do that. Some of them just masquerade as unbiased news reporters. And they'll pose as liberal or conservative to try to fool the public into believing that they don't work for the New World Order, the offshore banks, playing a whole left-right phony theatrical thespian Shakespearean charade. But few are as obviously disingenuous, few are as obviously fake, and none revel in the deception. I mean, really bad con artists, really bad slime bags, really wicked dirt bags. Con artists believe their own bull, and they revel in conning people. They enjoy their deception. They enjoy getting it over on people. You know, Rush Limbaugh, I heard Rush Limbaugh sell out. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh 19 years ago. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh when I was a senior in high school. One of the first places he got syndicated to was Austin, Texas, and Dallas. And I could listen to him on two different stations. And he was different. It was all about the Second Amendment and socialism and corruption. And I watched Limbaugh morph into what he is today. And he really is a shameful egomaniac whose mind's partially rotted from synthetic heroin known as Oxycontin. And he's a horrible hypocrite who says put people in jail for their first time with cocaine, but don't put him in jail, doctor shopping and taking 100 Oxycontins a day. But he's a sad person. I hear him on air slip in anti-New World Order stuff occasionally. I hear him tell the truth sometimes. I hear him going to the edge. I have discernment. I have research. I have history. I can tell that at his core, Limbaugh is not a bad person. Same thing with Michael Savage. Michael Savage, I agree with about 80% of what he has to say. I don't agree with putting people that disagree with the war in FEMA camps and then, quote, because we don't want to pay for them, making them work forced labor camps. And then bitching and moaning when the now disgraced resigned, caught stealing money, Jackie Smith, training the kids of England to tattle on their parents and saying, we'll arrest you if you criticize open borders, you know, then whining when she tries to restrict his free speech. Now, I still defended his free speech because we all hang together or we hang separate. But I can listen to Savage and I can tell you that guy believes what he's saying. and he's an ideologue. So you can respect someone who is real. But I don't respect con artists. I do not respect shysters and slime balls. I do not respect people laughing at their audience. Somebody email Rob D at Infowars.com. Andy Griffin. What's the real actor's name? He played the part of a small town scam artist who gets on the radio and he gets on national TV and nobody can bring him down and now he's bullying the whole government. And then at the end, he doesn't know he's still live on TV and he's making fun of his idiot audience and now he's conning him. What's the name of that movie? I want somebody tell us the name of that. We'll play the end of that movie later on the show today at PrisonPlanet.tv when we're simulcasting. What is the name of it? I even years ago bought the DVD wanting to play a clip on local television and to point out shyster media. The issue is he is laughing at you. I saw a video clip on the InfoWars UK channel a fan put up. And in there, it's got clips of Beck being disingenuous and doing fake crying and even acting like he has a tear. And it looks like a third grade acting class. It's so bad. And he raises his one finger up like he's removing a tear from his eye. And he just goes, oh, he grabs his heart and goes, oh, I just love America. And he goes around doing these tours and gets up and brags and goes, I just signed a $45 million contract. And the crowd goes, ooh, you know, the kind of money-worshipping yuppies that he sells to. And you're saying, what does this have to do with the CIA running Wahhabi al-Qaeda groups, attacking with the number three in al-Qaeda commanding one of the groups, on record attacking Iranians, bombing mosques, bombing dams, bombing schools. The Iranians catch them, and the U.S. and Israel and England are on record saying, yes, they work for us, and they're defusing bombs on airplanes planted by al-Qaeda, openly working for the United States. Openly! This is all admitted! And I've got to see Glenn Beck up there talking about Iran funding al-Qaeda to attack the United States. But that isn't even the news. That isn't even the big issue I'm about to cover. Before I went to sports, you know, I've been on 98.9 before it went Spanish and 1260 before it went sports, and I'm on 590. It's been talk radio since the 60s. Hopefully they won't change formats. That'll never happen, hopefully. But the issue is, I remember hearing Beck, 8 years ago. Seems like yesterday, but 7, 8 years ago on 1260 when he was first being syndicated. And they didn't just carry my show, re-airing it at night. I would go in and fill in sometimes for Paul Pryor, Cactus Pryor's son, who did a show there. And so I would listen to this guy. And I thought, man, that guy's disingenuous. Man, that guy's a fake. And he would admit back then, I'm an entertainer. I'm an actor. He did great redos of War of the Worlds. You know, he does great radio theater. The guy's talented. So understand, when I criticized Glenn Beck, you know, what shocked me was when he came out and said Ron Paul supporters should be arrested. They're really Timothy McVeigh's. Ron Paul's dangerous. He's bad. And I came on air and criticized him a year and a half ago. I got a lot of mean emails and calls saying, you're just jealous of Glenn Beck. And I'm like, no, he's following a talking point that I see O'Reilly and Hannity and everybody else following, saying militias are terrorists and work with al-Qaeda and are going to attack us. And I said, don't you understand that's a talking point? And that went on and on. And then I told people 4 or 5 months ago, I said, Glenn Beck every day says he's going to cover this FEMA thing, hyping it, and that he thinks they're real. I said, you watch, he's going to say they're fake. And I called a month beforehand what his program would be and exactly what fake camps he would cover, because I identified these 12, 13 years ago on air. Linda Thompson's baloney about railway stations, Amtrak depots. And it was exactly what I said, but even worse, with Popular Mechanics, Hearst Publishing, the fathers of yellow journalism, literally in the encyclopedia next to their name is yellow journalism. You know, the joke of next to ugly in the dictionary is a picture of you. Well, next to yellow journalism, there's a picture of Popular Mechanics. Literally. And so it was worse than I said, but exactly what I said to a point, and then some. I mean, I know the mind of this guy. I know the enemy. I know their playbooks. And let me tell you, Glenn Beck is an actual CIA officer. He's that, or he's a defense intel or something else. I mean, that guy is an officer. He holds rank. Guaranteed. No doubt. Just like George Orwell held rank in BBC as a wartime propagandist. And he'd been a member of the secret police before that in India, and that's how he woke up to the whole thing. And, of course, he found out while he was there that the British had been funding Hitler and Stalin the entire time. That's why he wrote 1984 and hid out while he did it, and they clearly killed Eric Blair, known as George Orwell. That's a Glenn Beck that decided to tell the truth. His name is Eric Blair. You know him as George Orwell. There is no doubt, Glenn Beck, I'm calling you out, just like when General Tommy Franks was saying the exact same words as Cigar Aficionado and CNN and Fox and Good Morning America, that, gee, I'm real sad that America is going to have to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, but it's what the people want. It's the only thing that will keep us safe. That's a lie, saying the people want it, putting it out there like, oh, gee, I'm sorry, this is what we got to do. And it was, we got to have martial law in America. And I said, that guy's on Pentagon payroll after he left the Pentagon, like all these other former generals, which they now have declassified and admitted. They got weird tapes with the top five retired generals saying, with Rumsfeld, we need another 9/11. Should we have one? I mean, they're basically saying, yeah, they're even in on it. I mean, this is incredible. And I said, that guy's on payroll, like billions of dollars, you know, of other cash that goes to other media people. And then it came out, he was paid $500,000 in that year alone to go give a couple dozen talks on TV and to print saying martial law is what we need. For $500,000, Tommy Franks destroyed his name forever. That's buying somebody cheap, Benedict Arnold. Well, I'm calling you out, Glenn Beck. You got $40+ million to do what you're doing, and you are a travesty and a shame. Again, I don't do this. I ignore other talk show hosts I move forward, but this guy is so dangerous, and I've called him every step of the way. He says Ron Paul people are McVeigh terrorists that need to have the, quote, army used against him. He comes out and says none of the FEMA camps exist and does a straw man debunking exactly as I told you. And remember, I can't stand watching him. It hurts my guts to see something this phony, this fake, this bad, because it's anti-matter to me. This is kryptonite to Alex Jones. The green stuff. I mean, I can't hardly look at him. This guy literally is one of the most evil people I've ever seen. He's right up there with Rumsfeld. Just a, oh, he revels. It's a psychopathic enjoyment. There's a lot of cold-blooded globalists that do what they do because they're on the team they're on. They've thrown in their lot. They've decided to sell their soul. They know their family's in danger if they ever join us. So they just bite their tongue, bite the bullet, and do it. Not Beck. He revels in it like a George Soros. He revels in it. Rush Limbaugh does not revel in what he does. Except when he particularly drugged out like he was during that speech. And clearly the guy's bombed out of his mind. Anybody who's, you know, seen drug addicts can tell that guy's in a narcotic delirium when he gave his Republican speech a few months ago. Poor guy. He's already gone deaf from the stuff. But the issue is he is not reveling in the evil. He's not just loving it, loving the disinformation. It's the same thing with Oberman. He's a Democratic hack, but I know people that know Oberman, and I can watch him. I can tell he at least believes most of his baloney, and he's come out and attacked Obama now and then been slapped down for it about secret arrest and things like that. He's got some soul left. And the system lets them on air because they know if they don't show some reality, they'll lose all credibility. But when we get back, the latest outrage by Glenn Beck, he is coming out and going along with the DHS report that basically all conservatives and gun owners are with Al-Qaeda. And I told you he was going to do this. And he's going to do more and more of it. He has to get your confidence first. He's got to get in. He's got to infiltrate. Let's use a modern pop culture analysis. He's a Terminator. He's got skin on the outside. He wants to get into your base, get up into the chain of command, and blow the hell out of us. That's what he's doing. He's doing a good job of it.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Reason I don't like Beck is because he's dangerous to the Republic.
Back before
they know they can't beat us, so they're trying to join us and take us over.
Vietnam War.
And it's so obvious, but he suckers in, he takes in the American people. What's happening is the population is awakening for the New World Order, the global government. And so he can come out and cover that and talk about that and talk about the new global currency and the New World Order. But then he parrots the exact Obama administration / George W. Bush administration line about how American militias, he then ties those to white supremacists to then demonize the Second Amendment, just as the DHS reports have done for over a decade. And he then ties that to Al-Qaeda. And this is what he's been doing for years, more boldly than anybody else. So his symbol is the unite or die revolutionary flag of the snake cut up in parts with the 13 colonies. And he says we got to fight the New World Order. And then the way we fight the New World Order is we arrest everybody who's basically a gun owner. Because that's what the DHS report says. It's saying veterans, they're going to come home and bomb all our cities. Gun owners, they're dangerous. People buying guns are the number one terror threat in America. They're going to join up with Al-Qaeda. And here's the key. I analyzed, why did they have al-Husseini Hussein and all these other Iraqis, these 3,000 George Bush brought in, 2,000 Bill Clinton brought in, George Bush Sr. after the war and then Bill Clinton. Why did they put them in black ops? Why did they put them in U.S. cities everywhere, trafficking and different things? Why were they with McVeigh on the surveillance tapes? FBI agents told the L.A. Times that. Why were there Iraqis? Why were they working for U.S. intelligence? And I analyzed it, and I thought about it, and I made a film, Road to Tyranny, about it. And I said, down the road, they want to claim that militias work with Muslim extremists. And so they've planted this story and have these surveillance tapes to later use this if they need to and launch these Arab sleeper cells, which really work for the globalist. And that also fit in with 93, and it fit in with some other operations. And now I'm more sure than ever. How many years have I told you that when they try to link up Muslim extremists with the domestic patriot movement and tie it to Oklahoma City, that's the green light that they're getting ready to go after American gun owners, their real enemy. They're going to say we're all Al-Qaeda. And every piece, I mean, I already knew what they were going to do. I already knew their plan. But when it's confirmed, when it happens, when the research and the revelations then come true, the horror intensifies, and Beck is in the key cockpit manipulating all these levers, the Judas goat, to lead us into the slaughter. He is the Judas Iscariot, and he is a vomitous, venomous viper in our bosom. We have a guest coming up, but when the guest leaves us, I'm going to spend more time in the third hour on this because Gage is only with us about 20, 30 minutes. Because I want to play the Fox News clip. I want to go over it. Words cannot describe how treacherous and traitorous this is. He goes, I keep warning you about the unholy alliance of the militias and Al-Qaeda. And now they're going to hit us with a bio attack. What are we going to do about these people? I'm so worried about America. And he's sitting there. He starts doing a fake crying and then he laughs. The son of a bitch. Laughs right in front of us, right at us. Please don't be conned by him. He is dangerous. He is one of the most vicious enemies of the Republic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, Glenn Beck comes out a year and a half ago and says basically the Ron Paul movement works with Al-Qaeda and McVeigh and is going to attack us and kill us and want to blow up America. And those are basically quotes. I'm paraphrasing, but he said all that word for word. We played the clips here many times. And that's when I really noticed that I go, my gosh, this guy's following the exact script that I predicted would come out when they're ready to make their big move. And then he would mix that in with his anti-New World Order stuff, but never really telling you who runs it or the full scope. And they're forced to do this now because we're becoming the majority. And then he comes out and says the FEMA camps aren't real after saying they were real. And then he does all this other, and I'm not even really watching him or tracking him. But I had a bad feeling last night when I saw the Washington Times exclusive Al-Qaeda eyes bio attack from Mexico says they're working with the U.S. militia. And they tie that to white supremacists. And I Googled, and there was Beck, sure enough, last night, right on cue with it, all ready and set up, saying, I've been warning you, the militias and the gun owners are with Al-Qaeda. He's following the exact Department of Homeland Security report. You notice when he covered the DHS reports that we broke, he would say, well, I mean, is this a little bit of an exaggeration? He had one of the guys from Penn and Teller on, and he agreed with part of it and disagreed with part and said, well, these people are dangerous. So you see, he shows you who he is, and he's so, what is it about someone so disingenuous can sell the blind? So he's really bad news. Let's go ahead and play part of this clip. We got a guest coming up. I'm going to get more into this later, but it's a big, big deal because it ties into the stuff of 2 years ago when they came out and said, white Al-Qaeda, here's a training video of them preparing to attack America. And it showed white guys. And then later they admitted, oh, that was a British training seminar for British special forces with British officers dressed up like Al-Qaeda. Just like they used the video of Muhammad Atta confessing to attacking 9/11, you know, weeks before in Afghanistan. And they later admit, oh, it's a computer morphing for a British TV show. They think you're so dumb, they show you computer morphing like Forrest Gump shaking hands with JFK. It's not real, I assure you. You know, Slimer and Ghostbusters flying around isn't real either. They show you fake computer morph and say it's real. That's how dumb they think you are. And then they have Beck, who's going to lead the 9/12 movement. Remember how you felt right after 9/11? You would torture children. You would go along with police state. You would waive all your rights. Well, I, Glenn Beck, will bring back that spirit as he fights the New World Order by pushing their entire agenda. That's like wrapping a cyanide pill with a jelly bean, taking a little cyanide pill and sticking it in a jelly bean and giving it to a little kid. That's what Glenn Beck is. He is a candy-coated cyanide tablet. He admits he's cyanide to liberty and freedom. And he laughs at you in your face. Go ahead and play the first minute of the clip.
4 pounds of anthrax in a suitcase this big, carried by a fighter through tunnels from Mexico into the U.S., are guaranteed to kill 330,000 Americans within a single hour if it is properly spread in population centers there. What a horrifying idea. 9/11 will be small change in comparison. Am I right?
He goes on to suggest that Al-Qaeda will work with what he claims are 300,000 American white supremacist militias who also hate the U.S. government. If you're a longtime viewer of my program, you know that I've been talking about that unholy alliance for a while.
There is no need for airplanes, conspiracies, timings, and so on. One person, with the courage to carry 4 pounds of anthrax.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com. California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're now 8 minutes into this second hour, and for the rest of the hour in studio, I am joined by director and a filmmaker, Philip Klein. He's made some other award-winning films in the past, but his new film is Begging for Billionaires, The Attack on Property Rights in America. And for those that don't know, this isn't just eminent domain. They now, on the Supreme Court ruling, can say if a private interest can lobby and pay money to state and local governments, open bribes. Bribes are legal, according to the Supreme Court. And that they can then take your property. And in many cases, if you refuse to sell, they don't just take it. They then charge you attorney bills. So you're paying to have your land stolen. And under taxpayer property owner bill of rights in Texas, we've all, my family, gotten letters from the state saying, if we want to do something to your property or buy it or take it or put a pipeline across it or build something on it, you got a few months to accept our deal or we'll just basically take it. This is the new America. And he is the official selection for quite a few big film festivals, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Best of the Festival, International Film Festival, official selection, Texan Dance Film Festival, selected for the New Braunfels Big Film Festival to be their main film coming up in a few days. And so we're joined by Philip Klein, here in studio. We're going to play a trailer for those listening on the radio. You'll be able to see it at PrisonPlanet.tv. We are simulcasting right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Mr. Klein, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Alex, for having me.
It's good to have you here. So tell the listeners a little bit about how you made this film, why you got involved in about the film itself.
Well, I got involved with this film because a good friend of mine was losing his property for the second time. I mean, he'd gone through about 40 years of threats of eminent domain, and this one was really threat, was real. And I decided, being a filmmaker, decided to document his process and his struggle trying to keep his property. We also had five other families, both in Sugar Creek and St. Louis, Arnold, Missouri, and another couple areas. And we spent 4 years following their struggle and their anguish and their story. And I think that's very important for people to see their story and actually see the turmoil of they're losing their property, they're losing their memories. You know, it's not just about the brick and mortar. It's about the memories and the things in the house.
Well, it was Stalin, evil genius that he was, that said, one death is a tragedy. 10,000 deaths is a statistic. So by going in and personalizing, I've done that on the radio, but not like film can do. These families in New London, Connecticut, as an example, they would have lived there 3-4 generations, nice homes, waterfront, and they'd say, we don't want to sell, and they would just come force and take it. This was for private interest.
Well, what's interesting was up at the St. Paul Minneapolis Film Festival, we had a discussion afterwards, and we had one of the guys from Institute of Justice, and he said, after 4 years, that property is just a big empty lot of weeds and broken buildings. They haven't built anything. The development basically never materialized.
They just wanted it.
Yeah. And they tore down all those homes and businesses, and it's sitting empty. And this happened in Kansas City with the Glover plan. It's set for 8 years. They tore down all the homes and businesses until we threatened to turn them in for bond fraud because they were using the bond money. And
I haven't seen your film yet, but I know it's gotten rave reviews. I've been so busy. It just came in a few days ago. But we interviewed Gore Seafood down in Texas there since World War II, $15 million profit a year. And the heir to Mobil wanted it for a yacht parking lot and was trying to take it last time I talked to him. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. What's interesting about the documentary is we went in and we exposed the collusion between the developers and the politicians and their little backroom deals and all. And basically what it is the politicians basically would come to the politicians and saying, we want a certain block or 10 blocks or whatever it is, which they've cruised around neighborhoods, especially where they're really targeting is low-income areas.
Because they can't fight back.
Yeah. Minority areas is the area.
But they've kind of run through a lot of those snacks, though. They're even going after wealthy people now.
Yeah. And which is interesting is that the politicians basically have a sign on their front lawn, we can be bought, you know. And
for those that don't know, the Supreme Court ruling said that. They said people can give money politically to counties and cities and states to have them take other people's property. And in the case of New London, Connecticut, if you fight it, they then don't just take your property and condemn it with no money. They then charge you lawyer bills for you fighting it. I mean, this is people got mad in the U.S. thinking they were just taking it for eminent domain. They didn't know that this is where they rob you and then you've got to pay a fine to them because they robbed you. Kind of like when Monsanto, their genetics gets into your crops. You can prove you didn't steal their seeds. Then they've contaminated you, but they own the St. Louis federal court. And so that's the one court nationwide it goes to. And so they always rule for them. They contaminate you and then and then you've got to pay them for being contaminated.
But it's interesting. If you don't want to move, and a good example was Daryl Penner. What they did to Penner is they turned off his electricity, which is illegal.
Tell folks where he was located. Tell them the background on that.
He was on Maine since the early 1940s. This is like the second generation of a tuxedo rental place. And what's funny about it is the same politicians that took his property rent tuxedos from him because it's right down from City Hall. And they turned off his electricity, his power. They put a fence around his property, and then they finally force him out, blocked off the street, cutting off his customers coming, so he had no choice to move. And
I mean, that's terrorism.
Yeah. And they used, oh, by the way, they also used code enforcement with police to come in and terrorize him.
Oh, no, in Austin, they have special code enforcing cops. They're like kept minions. And, of course, you've seen this around the country. And we always found that the hospitals have a database. It goes to the health department. Then they seed this out. When an old man has cancer, had a heart attack, and they profile him, $2,000 a day fines, Roland Ellingson, for 3-inch grass. And the neighbors next door could have 4-inch grass. They didn't care. The cops would come and fine him. And then if he smarted off, they would arrest him. I mean, how do they get... That is so evil.
It's interesting that you brought that up, because in the documentary, we went around to all these politicians. A tool that they use is called Blight. Now, it's a very effectful tool that they use.
They did that here, but I went and showed their houses were worse than the houses they were taking.
Yeah, but it's interesting, when we took the camera, and we found out, being an activist, the camera, and I'll tell the audience this, is the most powerful weapon you have. The politicians can't stand
it. It's like a cross to a vampire.
Yeah. So we went in and interviewed these politicians, and not one of us could tell us what the definition of blight was. They gave us these half-truth, half-question explanation.
They never let you pin them down.
Yeah, exactly. They couldn't pin them down to what blight really meant. And this is a tool they use. It could be a gutter off, newspapers on your driveway, your grass too high, or maybe some...
I have seen them saying two planters in an old lady's backyard that had no plants in them. Just having that was blight.
Wow.
I've seen an old doghouse be blight. I've seen a creek 20 yards off the property line blocked up with brush. That's blight. And that was my grandparents. They said, we're going to give you $2,000 a day fines in Austin till you clean that out. And my grandpa wasn't the type to not think to call people to come do it or to say, no, I don't own that property. He went back there, did it, had a heart attack, and then that later killed him. But, you know, so Austin, you know, pretty much killed my grandfather. I mean, they're really nice people. The government's great people, yeah.
Well, it's interesting, you know, that what happened in Sugar Creek is another example. They basically forced all the people out in this whole block except this one woman, Penelope Marsh. And what happened was she stayed, and they harassed her. And interesting, she tells a story in the documentary that the guy, head of the redevelopment agency, lived right across the street, was getting a wine tasting business in this new shopping center. And he was the one pushing it. I mean,
Well, that's what you find in Austin. They fund malls that are government paid for, and then the city council people's wives get free shops. I mean, it's just crime syndicate.
Yeah, and the funny part is you go to the feds, you go to the law enforcement, they just laugh at you.
Well, they're on the payroll.
Yeah, and it's really shocking to see in this documentary. We got Daryl Penner's deposition of Whitney Kerr. Whitney Kerr was the scumbag who goes around basically collecting all the properties with phony corporations and stuff so people wouldn't know what's really going on. And in the deposition, he goes to Daryl Penner's property.
Tell folks where this is again.
This is in downtown Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
And he basically says Daryl Penner's property, the American Formalware, is like amoeba in the body. It gets sick and wears out and dies and got to be replaced by new amoebas. And when I heard that in the deposition, I go, God, we got to use that, because it was just unbelievable that some of the stuff that...
That's what Hitler did.
Yeah, some of the stuff that Whitney Kerr says in this deposition is shocking, but it shows how they think.
No, take CPS in Texas. They put over 2/3 of the kids on drugs, and they just get up in front of the state and go, these kids all have bad genes. there's no test for bad. It's all just made up. But they always say you're a disease. You're bad. You're like a rat. You're like a vermin. You're a parasite. You've got to be gotten rid of. And the government, it gives us sunshine. It gives us green grass. It is the oxygen.
Well, what's interesting is where Dopamine's property went was 30 blocks down the street was H&R Block. The tax people who are Fortune 500 company took five of Daryl Penna's businesses and four other businesses to build their world headquarters. Not only did they got the land to build this building, but the city gave them money for all the furnishings.
Stay there. Got a break. Stay there.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All
canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C., fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
I read the news today. You know, we saw that this film was coming to town. Rob Dew did. And so he called the director of this new film, Begging for Billionaires, Philip Klein, and he came into town early to be on the show. In fact, it turned out he's a listener of the show, so we're flattered to have him here. And he was telling me all the other stuff he's investigating in Kansas City and other parts of the country. And it all dovetails with my own research, so this guy is bona fide from my perspective. And we're going to play the trailer for the film coming up, but it's winning a lot of film festivals. It's definitely going to get a lot of attention, and I can't wait till it comes out on DVD. We'll try to buy some in bulk and sell them on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com, because you do personalize it. This is a short segment, but we kind of got started on a good foot, but kind of shotgun pattern. Break down exactly what's going on just in a microcosm of Kansas City and what this film shows, and the fact that you got harassed, attacked, detained, arrested. I mean, this is hardcore. Everything you're talking about, I've experienced it personally, and then I've experienced it through nationwide research. So I want people to know it's worse than what you're even saying. Go ahead.
Well, the interesting part is we spent 4 years making this documentary. Missouri, by the Institute of Justice, is basically considered as one of the most abusive states in the United States for the abuse of eminent domain. And your property is being attacked. And not only being attacked, that you really don't own your property. Someone could come along, decide they want your property, and go to the government.
And you talk about how they use NGOs, like we have Lower Colorado River Authority here with its own SWAT teams. You're mentioning another group, but you don't want to get into them on air. Exact same system, the North American Union Hub in KC.
Yeah, go ahead. We're going through that too. But what's interesting is they use tactics, terrorist tactics, and making this documentary, as you mentioned. The first real shakeup on me was I went to a public hearing that was being held in a hotel. Mayor Kay Waldo Barnes, an assistant, basically said she didn't want me there, had the police remove me from the hotel, telling me that I could not come in the hotel. If I came back in the hotel, I would be arrested. My first cameraman, basically his vehicle parked downtown while we were shooting the redevelopment and them tearing the buildings down and all this. Actually, they trashed, broke all his windows, and kicked in the side of the vehicle. Another time, they almost ran him on the off the road and killed him. So, and I was threatened by the mayor's woman. She had a woman bodyguard who was an off-duty police officer. This is typical Kansas City police. Basically, is made a threat to me. Basically, threatened me. You know, and
what did she say?
She basically said, you still live at 8301 Briar Lane, my old house. And I go, yeah, because I thought so. Basically, is an indirect threat.
Oh, how's the family doing?
Yeah, it's like kind of a mafia threat. Goes, yeah, we know where you live. Even if it's in Kansas. I was living in Kansas at the time, you know, for Kansas City, Missouri police to come into Kansas and find out where I live is really nerve-wracking.
Oh, that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is big business, snatching everybody's property. And again, with the new London Kelo decision nationwide, they're just taking whatever they want, when they want, in many cases not even paying you for it. So this isn't the government taking your land and paying you for a highway. This is, and that's what a lot of these NAFTA highways are about, snatching land on 10 miles of either side and giving it to their select cronies as well. But keep going.
Yeah, and they pay you like 10 cents on the dollar for your property. What happened with Penner was he had two buildings. They were going to only pay him $360,000 for the building. He actually had to go to court, and he won and won $1.5 million for both buildings.
And I've seen cases interrupt you where somebody will be paying $2 million in taxes on a house or a building, and the government will say, oh, it's worth $100,000. You're like, my tax bill says it's $2 million, and they go, we have SWAT teams, and they send these farms and ranches and homes police, and they just throw you off. But go ahead.
Yeah, and this is the tactics they do. A case that's not in our documentary, and one of the first eminent domain cases I worked on, besides the others, was in Merriam, Kansas. Was Bill Gross? He had a used car dealership that he was leasing out to Van Chevrolet. And B&W next door was run by a bunch of millionaires, wanted his piece of property. He wanted $1.5 million for the property. They didn't want to pay it, so they went to Irene French, the mayor, the redevelopment director, and they took his property. For the next 3 years, going through court and everything, he had a massive heart attack, and now he's currently in a wheelchair.
Yeah, no, it's very, very stressful. And the way they harass old people when they come out of the hospital, and we know they're using the health department databases, the nurses, the health department, for their safety, I have to report any at risk or hurt old people or families. And then the health department is feeding that out to their units. We've confirmed that in Austin. I mean, this is so sinister. These people are disgusting.
And it's also racist. What happened in Richmond Heights.
Well, we'll stay there. Tell us more of the stories when we get back. And then you were telling me about, and I'd actually heard about this separate from you, the Kansas City FBI building, an underground complex. We'll be right back. Can you talk about that when we get back?
All right. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
His new film, Begging for Billionaires, Limelight Cinema Group presents, the attack on private property rights in America. Philip Klein, director, executive producer, and it's taken the prize at a lot of big film conferences and film fests. We're very, very excited. He's going to be this Sunday down in New Braunfels, Texas, at their big Texas Film Festival down there. It's the main selection film for that, the final film that they'll be showing, so we'll go over that. It's won awards in Australia as well. Okay, Mr. Klein, you know, there's so many points when you and I get in a room together because there's so many facets and areas and so much corruption to go over. I interrupted you earlier, then I want to play this clip coming up. Get into H&R Block, just what they did alone. Just like New London, Connecticut, it was a drug company, wanted all this land, 20 times the land they needed for a headquarters. And then really they were just going into real estate. So they just had the city just take their land. Supreme Court said, you can just take it and you can give political contributions to politicians as bribes. Bribes are now legal to do this. I mean, this is the mafia taking over America. So show folks that photo of the H&R Block headquarters.
The H&R Block headquarters. I don't know which.
Hold it up right there. That's good.
Okay. Headquarters. And they took out five businesses. And not only did they got the land to build this big building, but they also got all the furnishings paid for by the city. The computers, the desk, everything paid for by the
city. So now they don't just get no taxes like a lot of cities and counties do. Now everything's paid for.
Yeah.
Maybe they can say citizens are slaves and we've got to cut their lawns with scissors. You know.
And then funny, it was a couple of years afterwards, the company got in financial trouble and they threw out the CEO of H&R Block. It was a hostile takeover, if you remember. On that, and
one of our writers and moderators had, I believe he said H&R Block was at Century 21, in his house to sell it. And then he gets a SWAT team raid. They said he had a meth lab. There was nothing even in the house. I don't know. It's just a side issue, but go ahead.
Yeah, and this is actually the former mayor, Kay Weldo Barnes, and she's in a documentary. And one of my favorite moments in the whole documentary is I asked her at the end of the documentary about the businesses of downtown that she's taking out with eminent domain and throwing on the side of the street. She looks at me and goes, I'm sorry. I don't answer non-media questions. Even I was invited in as a media person. She refused to answer my question. And that's how we end the documentary. I do want to also mention the website.
Yes.
Which is www.beggingforbillionaires.com. And you also hear, see our trailer on there, a lot of information, articles, and G. Gordon Liddy we did in the beginning of May. And I think you'll get a lot more information from the website. This is going on all over the country. And I was saying earlier.
Are you kidding? They're using phony environmentalists, where we've got property in East Texas to try to steal everybody's land. It's all phony. They're just thieves.
Yeah, but it's also racist. Richmond and Richmond Heights, which is the original first black community in St. Louis. It was built for people who were working in the brick factory that was there. Richmond Heights has a lot of shopping centers, and Joanne Bailey basically says we don't need any more shopping centers. They're taking out three blocks of this black community because she says, in her own words, they don't want us here. And they're going to build high-rise condos, expensive buildings, and also a shopping center.
And then all that does is actually drive up real estate prices where the working folks and poor folks can't pay to live. It's unbelievable.
Well, the favorite case, I think, in the whole documentary is Jim Rue. Jim Rue is a minister out of St. Louis. He lost quite a bit of property. What he basically does is he runs low-income housing for the poor. And they took out a bunch of his property, Bohemian Heights, to build a shopping center. So he had one building that they were going to take, and they didn't take it. And what happened was it looks over coming east into the highway into downtown Kansas City. He had this tall building, so he put a great big anti-eminent domain mural on his building. Well, the redevelopment agency told him to take it down or they'll come and remove it. Well, he had a couple of lawyers, and finally the Institute of Justice came in, and he won, saying it was the First Amendment that...
So now they're so mafia, they're going, hey, on your own property, you don't put up signs talking bad about us, so we'll send by some guys to take care of you.
Yeah. And I told Jim, I said, if they come on your property, take the mural down, you have the sheriff's department arrest them for trespassing. And which is interesting, the court really ripped the redevelopment agency that they had no authority.
But that's what I mean. Government and these quasi-government groups are getting crazier and crazier. Like cops will see an ambulance drive by speeding and they'll say, he thinks he's above the law. I'm pulling the ambulance over. I mean, they're going crazy. It's like...
It's scary out there. It really is because, and, you know, you look at your property, you know, go outside and look at your property and think...
Is it really yours? You're already paying way too high of property tax on it. Most people can barely hold on to their property. But even if you can, it's really not yours because they can just come by and steal it.
Yeah, but what's even funnier we found out in the investigation, which is not in the documentary, there's developers driving around with maps looking at people's property in areas that they can go and...
No. You know what we found? It was on West 36th Street, West 37th, because he had a house. He had two houses he built after World War II, Roland Ellingston, a retired arborist. I need to go see if Roland's alive. He was dying of cancer, and then I saw him years later at a rally, barely alive. He's just a really tough old guy. And this is how I found out about this, like in 1996. And I go out there, and I noticed the same pattern. He had two houses he built, nice houses, but there were like Mercedes and yuppies and, you know, three, four bedroom little houses, but nice, that were built in the 20s and 30s and stuff, 40s, that were going for $600,000, $700,000 back then. That was high for Austin. Must be millions now. And the realtors would come and try to buy it, some of his neighbors, and he wouldn't sell. And so then it was the 3-inch grass fines, and it was the cops coming and arresting him.
Yeah.
So I guess it's these parasitic realtors.
Yeah. And yeah, they're part of it. And which is interesting is getting back to H&R Block. It's not just H&R Block. It's a lot of Fortune 500 companies. Walmart is probably one of the worst abusers of eminent domain. Target. I mean, I could name.
Well, Target's really a CIA NSA front. Did you know their big business is security? Like the cameras and grids and biometrics you see?
No.
Target is the leader in that. But let's put that on screen. Google Target's security business. And then you'll see a bunch of headlines on that. Yeah, no, it's, well, I mean, wow. IBM's a government front. Microsoft's a government front. This is really on record, just people don't know it.
Wow.
Yeah, Target's really wicked. So yeah, tell us about Target.
Well, yeah, they've gone in and they've taken out homes and businesses, and to build a Target or a shopping center, which Target will be in, and they've done Walmarts that way all over the country, because I work with eminent domain groups all over the country from both coasts, and I get emails of people telling me their stories.
Google Target's real business, or Target Store's real business. Sorry, go ahead.
And when you really find out that it's just kind of like a mafia type of deal, what happened is big Fortune 500s have become the new mafia.
No, they're the global government.
Yeah.
And they come into third world countries, the U.S., anywhere, and they buy off the local politicians. Then they got the cops, and they say, look, we have weapons. Stand down. It's ours.
Actually, if you go to Google YouTube, there's actually a film on there of a woman being dragged at New at Connecticut, being dragged out of her home by police, sheriff's office, actually pulling her out of the house.
And some of these people in New London, Connecticut, these were three, four, five generations. These were doctors and lawyers. I mean, this was, and the point is, if they'll go after middle class people and homes that have been in the family three generations, nobody's land is safe.
Well, that's what happened in Sugar Creek. Penelope Marsh talks about how her uncle lived down the street. Her uncle lived in this house. Her grandfather died in the house. She was born in the house. And her mother breaks down in tears and goes, I can't eat, I can't sleep, knowing that my house is going to be gone. But what we really show in this document is the psychological impact it has on people. We just don't have a bunch of talking politicians and a bunch of experts. We have actually the people telling their story. And I think that was important.
Yeah, that's what's important. I mean, look, a lot of people don't care about money and power. We're the normal people. We care about ancestral homes. We care about family. We care about comfort. We care about roots. And these dirty robber barons just run around all over the world kicking. Look, I remember 20 years ago being in southern Mexico in Yucatan, and there were brochures in all the nice hotels. Get UN biosphere land for super cheap. And now they've built it all up. And then later I learned they would kick the indigenous peoples all over Mexico off their cornfield lands they'd been on for 1,000 years. They'd say, where's your deed? Well, we've always lived here in this village. This is our land. And that's why they're all in Mexico City. That's why Mexico City went from 12 million to 33 million in just 15 years, is they force them all up there off their land and then to the U.S. to have jobs. You can't blame them wanting to come here. And it's the same thing there, but it was UN sanctioned, where the UN and big corporations just paid the Mexican government and they said, okay, come on in and just take whatever they got.
Wow. You know, yeah. And Richmond Hyde. And well, I'll tell you, Arnold, we were really shocked what happened in Arnold. We went to, I don't know if you know about Dr. Dukakis. He was the dentist. There was a lot of publicity about it. They were building the development around him, and they put dirt mounds and tore up the road so his patients couldn't come, and they were harassing him. Well, we went down to do the interview for the documentary, and we met this guy named Steve who had a trailer park. Originally, Arnold was all trailer park, and now it's, I couldn't believe it. It's like one shopping center across from another. They have like 20 shopping centers for this little town. He writes to the city council meeting. He goes, you're not going to believe this since you're doing this documentary. Well, if you show up at the city council meeting and talk about eminent domain or redevelopment, the mayor at that time, the mayor pro tem, when we were there, said, this is your warning. You're out of order.
Oh, that's all over the country that you're arrested. They say there's no free speech. No, I've seen it a million times, but no, I didn't know about this case.
Yeah, and they basically dragged him out of the meeting. Escorted three cops, escorted. Arnold is one of the worst. He's been trying to get documents for a year and a half. They won't give documents. I said.
Listen, under zoning in Illinois, did you see this in the Illinois papers about 5-6 years ago? People wake up at 6 a.m. and the cops are in front of them. They come in your house without a warrant for a home inspection of zoning to make sure more people aren't living there that are supposed to. And even if there's two people zoned for the house, they will go look and see if there's more than two toothbrushes and then give you a fine if there's more than two toothbrushes now for two people. Now, I've got like three in my drawer. And, you know, there's
what
like,
happens if you're using a toothbrush to clean your dog or your cat?
You can't make this up. This was in the newspapers, and they were saying it was good, and the people were bad because they didn't like it. What's the name of the YouTube video? We're going to play your trailer first with them dragging the lady out. Do you remember the name?
It's New London. It's one of the New London.
New London woman taken from home. Woman.
Yeah. Costello. It's Costello.
Oh, I interviewed them many times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. New London, Connecticut, Costello family.
Yeah. And they show her dragging her out of the house, and it's probably one of the most shocking YouTubes I've ever seen.
We're going to find that before you go, but right now, let's play the trailer to Begging for Billionaires. Not enough for these pigs to, and they are pigs, to run our lives. They've got to have it all. They've got to have it now. Here it is.
Just woke up from the American dream.
Some of our elected officials are undermining our constitutional rights in the name of
the word
big business.
Domain,
yeah, there's,
it's understood that they don't have the assets to fight it.
You know, once they put
the funny
gun
thing
on
he
me,
says,
well, let's hit pause. You're as bad as I am.
Because
back
know,
it up. Let's start it over when I'm not reading the text for people on the radio, and when you're not. You know what? I'm sorry. You thought we were off air. I was reading the subtitles here. Let's start it over. I want folks to see this watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and listening on the radio. Here it is.
When people hear the word eminent domain, it's understood that they don't have the assets to fight it.
You know, once they put the gun on me, we didn't have a choice. Because, you know, the law is on their side, not our side.
So just imagine if every tree, every view, every familiar touch that your family had ever known for 80 years was going to be destroyed by a developer for a plan, for a planned project.
It's been nothing but a nightmare where you can't sleep, you can't eat. Can't even begin to function right because of all the harassment, the threats.
To our knowledge, there were never any problems with our property. They just coveted it, and they were going to take it.
We've always had eminent domain for public works, for roads, for bridges, for schools, for streets. But the idea that we would take private property away from one person and give it to another private interest, that's a new idea.
Those that have power, those that have the ability to influence what happens in City Hall are the ones that are going to profit from it. That is exactly what our founding fathers were trying to prevent when the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution was added to the Bill of Rights.
You simply couldn't stop it. We couldn't stop it. And it didn't matter how beneficial and substantial and established our presence was, we could not stop it.
Take what's ours and make it theirs. Hey, everyone, nobody cares.
There's the mural that the city was trying to tell them they didn't have a First Amendment right to. And it just gets worse and worse. for those watching and listening to that, tell us a little bit about the people in the trailer. You were telling me particularly about the black fellow, something that happened to him.
Yeah, well, he's the spokesperson. He basically explains different things through the whole documentary, and he has had a bunch of homes that he bought to redo. And he's a former city council member, Richard Tobert. And every time he goes against the mayor, they would come in the middle of the night and tear down his house. And with all his stuff in it, his furniture, his personal belongings, the demolition guy called him and let him come in to take out his property. And he talks about his property and everything. But the best story he tells, and I think it's the best piece in the documentary, is the Reverend Ike story. I don't know if you know about Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike was a black preacher in the 30s who would tell people that you're too poor to have money. Send me your money and watch me enjoy it, and I will sell you a prayer cloth. And what he's saying, Richard, is you're too poor to pay for an entertainment district or an arena, which was part of the redevelopment section. Both of them were where Daryl Penner was. And
they always use taxpayer money to build those as well.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. That is total bond fraud, which we didn't cover in the documentary because it was too complex. But basically, it's a Ponzi scheme with the city because those bonds never get paid off.
I'll tell you what, stay there. Final segment. We got to have you back. When we come back, let's tell folks about some of the bond fraud and more about the film Begging for Billionaires, the attack on private property rights in America. You see, folks, they're attacking the Second Amendment, Fifth, Tenth. Everything's being attacked. We'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As we've been trodding on the wine press much too long, freedom
Okay, folks, the website is beggingforbillionaires.com. My website's infowars.com. Don't forget our films, Endgame, Terror Storm, Road to Tyranny, Truth Rising, the new one, The Obama Deception, showing what a fraud this guy is. Richard Gage is coming up for 30 minutes with all big developments there on the fact that all these physicists and engineers are coming out. Peer-reviewed journals saying 9/11 was clearly an inside job with the towers blown to kingdom come by whoever did it. I guess cave dwellers did it. So that is coming up. And I'll get into Glenn Beck coming out with the MIAC report, the DHS report saying, yes, militias, gun owners, they do work with Al-Qaeda. They need to all basically be arrested. That's your patriot. That's your. I mean, this guy is such a snake. But listen, I want to have you back. How do folks go to the New Braunfels Texas Dance Film Festival?
It's right up there on our website. They can click on and get the information right on our website there on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
They could click on and buy tickets, and it gives the address and everything of where the theater is.
Good. When can we get this on DVD? How long till there's a DVD release? Because I'd like to
probably
carry the film.
About a year and a half, probably.
Yeah, I mean, the regular film process, for those that don't know, that say, put it in theaters, Alex, with my stuff. You have to go through this circuitous route of getting all these awards, then sell it, get it in art houses, you know, the small theaters, maybe get big ones. But then if you get a hit, it's a hit. I think this film should end up being as big as Enron, Smartest Guys in the Room, or something like that.
That's what happened with Russo with fascism. What was it?
America, Freedom of Fascism. Yeah, we carry that.
It went into the theaters for a little bit, and then it just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, my experience is, I mean, look at Terminator Salvation. Big company, $200 million budget, it's a flop. I mean, even big, huge companies, most of their stuff's a failure. I mean, take Scanner Darkly. Now, it made its $9 million budget back and then some, but still wasn't a big success. I think total it's made like $30 million or something. And the stars basically work for free. Keanu Reeves and all that, they'd usually get $20 million more than the budget to be in something like Scanner Darkly. But that was a love affair film they made. So, but side issue. I think I was paid $600 to be in that film.
Oh, you were?
And I offered to do it for free. Yeah. And Rick Linklater said, no, you gotta.
But I just want to let.
You're Taft-Hartleyed into this film. You have to be in it.
Just to let audiences know that the reason why I made this film, and I think it's important, is after Kelo, the media is basically part of the problem with the corruption. I just had a thing with Clay Chastain where I went after a media guy for the Kansas City Star. Kansas City Star is probably one of the biggest forms of corruption in Kansas City because they basically are in the pockets of developers and the downtown council, the Chamber of Commerce, and any activist who...
We've had security guards on the side of the sidewalk in Kansas City tell my cameraman they're not allowed to be on the sidewalk. I mean, it's like they're God.
Yeah. Well, actually, that happened in downtown. When we're making this film, I went in the Power and Light District, which is downtown where they took out Penner's building, right actually across from Penner building, and security guards told me that I could not film on this property. Not only that, that the buildings, you're going to love this, were copyrighted, and I could not film the buildings.
Oh, I know. In New York City, the cops walk out and go, you got to have permission to film this building. I go, First Amendment. All right, take him to the department. What do you think, this is a free country, punk? We run things now. I mean, literally, it's And I've had Austin cops come up and tell me that we can't protest or can't have video cameras. And I go, look, I'm going to have to sue you personally if you take me to jail. And I go, you'll beat the rap, but you won't beat the ride. And they back off. But the fact is, how do they get cops to think we are slaves?
I think it's a mentality that of their training. And I think one of the things I've always said when I see cop beatings and all this stuff, that the cops need to go back to school and be taught a whole course on First Amendment rights. They should actually have a First Amendment.
But the system doesn't want them to know.
No, you're absolutely right.
You know what? Let's do a few more minutes, then Richard Gage is going to come up at the 8 after, because I want to talk about a few of the other stories, a jam-packed film, and we are talking to the director and executive producer, Philip Klein, Begging for Billionaires, the Attack on Property Rights, and get the Obama Deception, too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award.
or Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you don't have a First Amendment, you have nothing. If you don't have property rights, you have nothing. If you don't have a Second Amendment, you have nothing. The entire 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, the core, are under attack. Philip Klein, award-winning filmmaker of the new film, Begging for Billionaires, The Attack on Private Property Rights. You told me about something I'd actually read about, but you were just confirming it with more details. All over the country, they've built FEMA and FBI and NORTHCOM command bunkers, and they don't tell the public. Kind of like they expanded the underground bunker at the Naval Observatory next door to the White House, and we told people 5 years ago, and it's finally declassified 2 weeks ago. You were telling me about in Kansas City, it's only a two-story FBI building. Let's pull up the new Kansas City FBI building for folks on screen. But underground, it's 20 stories with hookups to other buildings, to railway. Bergstrom Airport has used to be a SAC base. It has underground railways as well.
Wow.
But anyway, side issue. This is the shadow government. Tell folks about what you know about that.
Let me go back my first experience with the FBI. I tell people, do not go to the FBI. When I was fighting this redevelopment project the first time around, under Stan Durwood, called the Power and Light District, which originally it was the silo project, but then after it was put in, Mayor K. Walter Barnes decided, in memory of Stan Durwood, who ran AMC Theaters, going to call it the Power and Light District. Well, I went to them, met with this woman FBI agent, and the first thing she says to me, you have to promise me that you don't videotape me. I mean, you don't auto-tape me, and I won't auto-tape you. Well, the next meeting, she brought a sack in, which I knew was a recorder. The next thing I knew was they had FBI agents interviewing me, and then she brought in a profiler. Now,
got to tell you, you're bad and you're dangerous.
No, it was just sitting there. It was just sitting there listening to me, this profiler.
And like something's wrong with you for complaining.
For squealing, and I kept calling the profiler her partner, and she was getting very, very angry because I was calling her partner for some strange reason, because, you know, she worked with her as a partner.
You're supposed to call it your partner.
Yeah. You know, that's what they do in law enforcement, and the FBI...
Well, they decide to take offense at everything. That's part of the...
Well, the funny thing...
Part of them psychologically and the psychopathic mindset to you know...
But the funny story is what I did to her. It was right after Clinton was involved with, remember the gun running that they found all those Chinese weapons?
Yeah.
On the docks in California.
7,000 AK-47s and heroin.
And just a month after that, the INS started raiding Chinese restaurants, and they found huge amount of illegal aliens.
We're almost out of time. Tell us about the FBI building.
Okay, let me tell you about the FBI building real quick. It's not only seven stories down to the west bottoms where the railroad tracks is. I think there's a hidden entrance down underneath, but it goes to Mark, Mid-America Regional Council, and a couple other buildings. It's all a big rock cliff, so they dug all this out of pure rock, granite. Missouri rock to build this big underground complex. We're still trying to investigate, a bunch of us, to find out what's going on with this.
FEMA admits they're bunkering in to fight the American people. NORTHCOM and the Army Times has announced the new main military mission is to fight the American people.
Well, how I know it from two people is It was confirmed by two people, one of them who was one of the guys who actually dug out the rock, who was involved in digging out the rock with machines, confirmed that there is, goes down 20 stories down. And I'm going, why would the FBI need a 20-story operation?
Because they're about to take everything we got, and they know we're going to resist.
And that's Union Station. That's not the FBI building.
Yeah, no, I was telling the guys, look for it. They're just clicking around trying to find it.
But it's, I don't think I don't think you're going to find it on the web, because I don't think the FBI want their building to be, it's up in a corner where you can't get to it.
You got to Google new FBI building, Kansas City. That's how you get it. All right, listen, it was great having you here with the film. We look forward to seeing it. Begging for Billionaires. Thank you.
Everybody comes
more
and
sees
it.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, 2 hours and 8 minutes went by like it was 5 minutes. I mean, these four-hour shows, I went from 3 hours to 4 hours about a year ago because I felt like I needed more time. And now 4 hours doesn't seem like enough time. And then 4 hours locked down every day burns a lot of the time I've got to film make and do research and set up guests and everything else we do. There's just not enough hours in the day, as they say. for people that are busy fighting the New World Order. Gerald Celente coming up next hour. Coming up in about 40 minutes, a huge news blitz, and the government and the media are saying gun owners, conservatives, veterans basically all work for Al-Qaeda. We broke the DHS documents. People said they were fake, of course, and the MIAC documents said they were fake till the news had to admit they were real. That went on for several weeks. We're telling you that Glenn Beck is involved in this operation, and I'll be exposing him. And again, I don't get into these ego wars. I'm not going after Beck because he's a big TV host. People send me emails saying that. I'm going after him because he's saying 9/11 truthers need to be arrested. Because he's saying Ron Paul supporters are, quote, McVeigh terrorists, need to have the army used on them. I'm saying that because he came out and said he thought FEMA camps were real, but that he was going to expose them, and then I predicted exactly how he straw-man debunked them. And now he comes out and says, oh, yes, American militias are going to release anthrax to the American people. Hey, Beck, the White House launched the anthrax attacks of 2001. I'm going to recap that coming up. You know what you're doing, and it's not funny. And you say you're this patriot fighting the New World Order. You are a Judas goat. You are a camouflaged enemy, and your camouflage isn't very good. I see right through you, pal. And so more than ever, he's making himself obvious to everybody, and people are really waking up to you now. And see, that's okay. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to come on air before 9/11 and 2 months before. Really, 6 months before I started talking about it, but 2 months before I said, call the White House, they're going to blow the towers up, blame it on their CIA asset, Bin Laden. And I lost 2/3 of my stations and got attacked and had people cuss at me on the street. And then on the day it happened, my TV show for months before happened to re-air. We got hundreds of phone calls thinking that I was talking about it being an inside job that day. No, that was 2 months before. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to come out and tell you Beck's a traitor and then have it be proven right later. See, because I only care about being right and honorable and telling the truth and studying the enemy. And my hard research has paid off. Now, Richard Gage, for the next 30 minutes or so, we really appreciate him coming on. He's the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. It's been out, what, year and a half, 2 years? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Look at the exact numbers of engineers, architects, physicists, peer-reviewed papers, top physicists, top engineers, people worldwide, people in Holland and people in Europe and people in the United States and Japan, members of parliament coming out, former German defense ministers, people just all over the place who are scientists waking up, looking at the samples, looking at the evidence of explosives and getting more and more media attention. And now we've had a senator questioned by We Are Change. It made Fox News, Luke Radowski and others. Luke's on tomorrow saying to them, hey, should there be a new 9/11 investigation? She says yes. It becomes a national news story. The fact that Obama's covering up for all this becomes a national news story. We've had government-sponsored terror before that's declassified and admitted. The government admits they've staged terror attacks before in other countries and domestically. So why don't we look at them in this case? Then when you do look, it's unbelievable. But Richard Gage is going at this from a scientific perspective, and it's been getting a lot of news attention. I'm going to play a clip of that coming up, but I wanted to get Richard on to give us a progress report on Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and where it's going and all these peer-reviewed journals and things that are coming out and all these scientists that are coming out in Copenhagen and other places exposing what's happening. Richard Gage, good to have you on with us.
Thanks, Alex. It's just incredible to be here with you again.
No, it's incredible to have you here, my friend. Tell us about the organization, the group, for those that don't know, who've been hiding under a rock, what your numbers are up to, the huge breakthroughs you're having.
Well, we have almost 700 architects and engineers now demanding a new investigation of the three World Trade Center high-rise buildings on 9/11, the destruction of those buildings. We are marching forward. There's been a lot of activity, as you've suggested. Most recently, we were at the National Convention of Architects, the American Institute of Architects in San Francisco, and we had a booth there, and we handed out 1,000 DVDs of our latest DVD, the companion DVD to 9/11 Blueprint for Truth. It has the 10-minute, 30-minute, and 60-minute abridged versions of our two-hour presentation where we outlay all of this evidence that we're going to be talking about today. And so we gave these DVDs out to the architects. We educated them. Our booth was like 2-3 levels deep with architects with their jaws dropped, looking at these buildings on widescreen flat monitors of Building 7 going down symmetrically at free fall speed, acceleration, straight down into its own footprint. Same with the Twin Towers. They're saying, well, wait a minute, that happened on 9/11? And we're going, yep, it's the third worst structural failure in modern history, and you didn't know about it? No. Well, neither did I 3 years ago before I started. And so they're just in shock. We got 60 of these architects to sign our petition, which was extraordinary. So we kind of see as a new mission to go to these conventions throughout the United States. There was over 15,000 architects at this convention. We couldn't reach all of them. There just simply wasn't enough time, and there was a huge number of booths. But there's regional conventions all through the United States, and so we're now raising funds to go to all of them. We have 100 sustaining members now, and we need that number to grow to 200 very dedicated people providing us for as little as $10 a month. They can become sustaining members of AE 9/11 Truth. And so we, with that and our fundraising efforts to obtain the booth fees for these conventions, so Washington, D.C., for instance, is happening mid-July. That's the one that we're very excited about, because once we go to Washington, D.C., we're right in, of course, contact with government officials. We hope to visit there, as well as the national AIA, where we hope to finally meet with the board of the American Institute of Architects and its president, who did allow us, after a lot of controversy, to have the booth in San Francisco at the national convention. And while we were there, we actually met the CEO of the Virginia chapter, in Richmond, Virginia, of the American Institute of Architects. And he says, where have you guys been? We've been waiting for you. This is fantastic. I knew all about this, but I didn't know about you. So he wants us to come to his regional convention in mid-November, and early November.
Right, let me stop you there, Richard Gage, because this is what's key, what you're explaining. We don't realize we're really the majority. And I keep trying to explain this to everybody, that 4 years ago we had polls where over 60% of Americans, scientific polls, believe we're being lied to about 9/11. Now we have polls of over 80%. I went to the beach because my daughter wanted to go there for her birthday, a little Texas beach this weekend, and I rented a golf cart and was driving around, motorized golf cart, at the PAC Port Aransas, and it was like a joke. I mean, here I am in a T-shirt and shorts. I'm driving, and I've been recognized for 10 years places, but as I was going, every 10 cars, every 5 cars, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. Everywhere we went to eat, we got recognized. And that's just a gauge. And I can go to England. I can go to Central America. I can be in Canada. Everywhere we're getting, I mean, like every 10 people I walk by are recognizing. And again, that's a gauge. Here you are feeling like you're all alone and others. And then you find out that major heads of architect societies are on the same side. Again, we just have to show ourselves, not let the chilling effect scare us into submission. I talk to so many neighbors that go, yeah, I'd like our kids to play together, but won't the government do something to me? Or I've wanted to order your videos, but won't they, you know, won't I be on a list? Or yeah, and you know, my wife runs into these people at swim meets and things, and you know, middle-class people, well-to-do folks, you know, folks like that. Again, you're already living in tyranny. Yes, they're watching us. Yes, they're tracking us. But the government's full of our people, too. This is a fight. If we let the chilling effect win, they're going to win. And I love how you've just doggedly, through all the attacks, everything, just continued, and you're having success, 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 just like Stephen Jones and others, Professor Stephen Jones, who sent me a nice note. I want to say hi to him. He's listening right now from Germany. Boy, he's got some big news coming up. So, sorry to interrupt there. It's just that this is amazing what's happening. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is incredible. And so this particular leader of the AIA chapter is having a regional conference. They're going to give us a free booth, which is, you know, cost thousands of dollars, $2,000 at least there. We paid $4,000 just for the booth fee at the national convention, and I had a big fundraising effort for that. And altogether, it cost about $10,000 for that convention.
What was the response like, though, when you're there amongst the architects and engineers?
Oh, it's amazing. I would say about 80% of them will stop, be and we'll invite them to stop. They do stop. Many of them, 20% maybe, we figure, walk by kind of shaking their heads. But the majority will stop and actually talk to us. Of those, we were able to get very lively, and I mean positive lively, conversations going, because once they actually see Building 7 go down, we've got them. And a good percentage of them will say, this is incredible, I've got to look at this more, and we signed up about 60 of them that
Richard day. Gage, again, this is exponential. If you continue, we will rout the enemy. The mainstream media can't ignore this forever. We're going to play that, some of that clip. Just you're getting on more and more mainstream television with the facts as a degreed architect engineer. So we're going to come right back with Richard Gage, the founder and head of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Stay with us.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Richard Gage, let's start blasting into it now. You know, the evidence of the controlled demolition, people know those basics, but the evidence now has been looked at, peer-reviewed journals, other top engineers, scientists, physicists around the world are coming out doing their own research, separate, verifying your research, the other architects and engineers in your group, the other physicists, Professor Stephen Jones' information being verified, major universities. I mean, this has really got to worry the establishment to the point of, for those that don't know, this is in Politico today. It's up on prisonplanet.com. Obama, I am aware that some question or justify the events of 9/11. So they either justify it saying it was good. He tries to mix those two. So now if you say the government did 9/11 or was involved, you want 9/11 to happen. See how that's a very, that's a quote. I am aware that some question or justify the events of 9/11. Wait a minute. Questioning the events of 9/11 isn't justifying them. See, that's, oh, you like the killers, huh? No, I'm saying, why is that building falling that way? Shut up, Al-Qaeda! Well, actually, Al-Qaeda is a CIA creation. Shut up, Al-Qaeda! You know, this is the mindlessness they like to engage in. We're just asking the serious questions here. So they're really starting to get worried, just like George Bush saying, those that put out outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the events of 9/11. He told people they better shut up, but they didn't. So Richard Gage, it's getting exciting what's happening on the scientific front.
Yeah, it is. And the 700 architects and engineers that I represent are technical and building professionals, not conspiracy theorists. Not that there aren't conspiracies out there. There obviously is a conspiracy. In fact, we know the official story is a conspiracy. Actually, it turns out to be an outrageous one. When you look at the facts, the scientific forensic facts found at the crime scene of the destruction of these three high-rises, you find facts that all seem to line up in support of the theory of explosive controlled demolition. This is science that we're looking at. And so the architects, as I mentioned, are first dumbfounded by the free-fall acceleration of Building 7. And this is acknowledged by the government, actually.
That's right. At first, NIST denied it, but yeah. You guys confronted them, and they have to admit the building did free-fall. It wasn't fuel oil. It wasn't Keebler elves. It wasn't structural failure because of bad building. They don't know. And then they made up the magic thermal expansion.
And this thermal expansion is their magic bullet. They claim that there are massive fires on floors 12 and 13 during the last couple of hours of the building, but the photos and videos show those fires out in that area the last hour and a half of the building. And this is at the area of column 79 under the east penthouse. So this new phenomenon is what they call it thermal expansion because of these massive fires that weren't even there, but they expanded these long span 50-foot beams, pushing the girder off of its seat, off of column 79, causing a floor failure, and then five to nine floor failures, leaving column 79 unbuckled. So what then happens is an internal cascading and failure of the building a few seconds prior to the overall building coming down. The problem is that that would require 400 structural steel connections to fail per second in order, and their model shows actually like sand, just all of these beams just giving up the ghost all of a sudden in all of these columns.
Which is ridiculous. In the few, as you know, as an architect and engineer, but for those that don't, there have been a few older buildings where small areas have collapsed under the main structure, and that's how it is. It's not symmetrical. You don't have a building with unsymmetrical fires that couldn't bring it down anyways, magically falling straight down, unless it's, boom, a controlled demolition.
Well, in order to bring a building straight down symmetrically into its own footprint and at freefall acceleration, you have to take out at least the core columns. There's 24 of them within a tenth of a second of each other, precisely timed synchronistically floor by floor. And so this, the fire doesn't have this level of precision, and people really really get that part of it as well.
Exactly. Jawas didn't attack the Sandcrawler, but we're made to think they did. Only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise.
Yes. So the acknowledged, NIST previously actually acknowledged, this is the National Institute for Standards and Technology responsible for the report, they previously acknowledged that if the building did free fall, that would mean there would be no structure. Now they acknowledge the free fall, but they don't acknowledge the implications that those columns had to have been forcibly removed in order to facilitate it.
All right, stay there. Stay there, Richard. Got to come back. We're going to come back and talk about more of the evidence and all the science building, how you see the crisis coming up in the future of the establishment story.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get.
And everybody does know
how it goes.
They are awakening. So why are we all cowed and afraid? Oh, the government will get me if I speak up or stand up. No! This is mafia, tyranny, corruption. Government's growing like a cancer. We are saying no, just as our forebears did 230 plus years ago in 1776. By the way, you want to meet like-minded people. You want to wear your liberty on your sleeve, get in everybody's face about it. Say, hey, we're not ashamed of this. You're the criminals. Go to InfoWars.com. We've produced 14 new shirts. We're adding new ones every week in the last few months. And this is my favorite, really. I kind of like the Gadsden flag, yellow, don't tread on me, too. But live free or die. This is the very shirt I was wearing this weekend in Port Aransas at 9:30 at night, buying this pad of paper and some milk and stuff. And the security guard came up and looked at my shirt and looked on the back and acted all scared. And people on the beach when I was walking would see it and either like it or be scared, especially cop types with their wives out walking on the beach. Because they've all been told in the DHS report that's coming up with Glenn Beck now that we're terrorists, folks. You know, Glenn Beck can use these symbols and say big government police states what it symbolizes. But when we use these symbols and tell you what it really means, liberty, sovereignty, the truth, Second Amendment, they're not going to put up with that. So we got this T-shirt and a lot of others available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We have these in-your-face things that say live free or die with Paul Revere on the front and InfoWars.com on the back. So radical. And the Gadsden flag, don't tread on me. But if that's too radical for you, we have stuff like the answer to 1984 or 1776, and things are a little less radical, evil free speech. And, of course, the Obama deception detailing who Barack Obama really is, the preeminent film exposing this guy. Have viewing parties. Show it to your church or school. Show it to your liberal conservative friends. It exposes the right and the left, shows it's a controlled paradigm. That's why this film is number one online right now. Get it in high quality on DVD with all the extras. See it in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, we just put out the Aaron Russo film available on DVD. It's a presentation of the interview I did with him before he died that I already put out for free on the web, but it has the added extra interview that we hadn't put out and an update commentary from myself, Reflections and Warnings, an interview with Aaron Russo. That's available at InfoWars.com. We're carrying American Freedom to Fascism again and his Mad as Hell video. Great material that needs to be seen that everybody's library needs, and your purchases support this show and what we're doing. So please get Reflections and Warnings, interview with Aaron Russo. That's also up there in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. And tomorrow we're going to launch at PrisonPlanet.tv expanded extras from the Obama deception, 30 minutes of behind-the-scenes Bilderberg 2008 and a bunch of other stuff that's really hot stuff that hit the cutting room floor because we couldn't make the film 3 hours long. That's going up for PrisonPlanet.tv members tomorrow night. So if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, folks, now is the time to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And again, your PrisonPlanet.tv membership also makes this radio show possible, what we do here every day. We also simulcast for PrisonPlanet.tv members at least 2 hours, usually 3 hours, like I'm doing today, of the radio show live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And then Jason Burmis back live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the same studio, 9 to midnight at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcast with the GCN Radio Network. Okay, let's go back to Richard Gage. Richard, we're almost out of time because I want to play the clip of you on Fresno TV, at least part of it. And I want to, I've got to cover some other news before Gerald Celente joins us next hour on the economy. But, again, going over the evidence, it's incontrovertible. It's been peer reviewed. This is really upsetting the debunkers. And I know you've taken a lot of threats and things, and I just want to commend your spirit.
Thank you, Alex. I haven't actually received, threats, but.
Oh, really? I've seen the threats on the web to you.
Oh. Well, don't forward them to me. I don't want to see them then.
Okay.
I'm happy in my blissful mission here of educating architects, and I don't actually go to the debunker websites. I don't want to.
But you
know
have it. Gotten a lot of bizarre phone calls and things.
I haven't gotten any phone calls. Nobody really knows my phone number, as a matter of fact, or where I live, which is the way I want it. But we're totally.
I thought I'd talked to you in the past. I thought you'd said that it happened, but I'm glad I must be thinking of somebody else. But go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to introduce you brought up the concept of these peer-reviewed papers. Dr. Jones's work is so important here. The several first. first responders, iron workers, and others have found this molten metal underneath all three high-rise buildings after the collapses. And, in fact, it's pouring out of the side of the South Tower, and it turns out to be molten iron. Dr. Jones has confirmed that this is not melted structural steel. He's confirmed that it has in it the evidence, the chemical evidence of thermite, an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. And not only this molten metal has in it this iron, aluminum, oxygen, fluorine, manganese, but the spheres that you've talked about in your show before are ubiquitous, millions, billions of them throughout the dust samples, and independent scientists with independent samples have confirmed this. In fact, R.J. Lee has confirmed molten iron spheres smaller than a human hair.
Yeah, they put them through these, what, spectrographs, or what are these different tools that electrons scan, and it all has the exact chemical makeup of the byproducts of thermite. Then they even find thermite chips separately.
Well, that's the big step. And Dr. Jones has found hundreds and hundreds of these chips in the samples. And by weight, he estimates that there'd be 9 tons of this unignited thermite. And there's even more ignited thermite spheres. But the unignited thermite chips turn out to be extremely small particles of aluminum and iron oxide and other particles 1,000 times smaller than a human hair.
And then people ask, how could this happen? These were all spook-run buildings. Building 7 was the FBI, CIA, Defense Intelligence, and other agencies' command center. It had the FEMA emergency bunker, the city and county and state emergency bunker, and they had special unconventional insulation put on the pillars a few years before, and then the NIST experts that try to debunk you, they just so happen to be the world-leading experts of just a few dozen, just so happened to be the NASA experts in explosive thermite for cutting through things and for NASA rocket decouplers. Oh, very interesting to have the experts in explosive thermite involved in debunking you.
Yes, and you can read about that, your listeners, on journalof911studies.com. That's a fascinating topic as well. Kevin Ryan exposes this, and the 25-page peer-reviewed paper by Dr. Jones, Niels Harrod, and other scientists document nanothermite. This is extremely high-tech stuff. It is made only in Defense Department contracting laboratories, not in a cave in Afghanistan.
Well, yeah, it just so happens to match up with what the Defense Department's obsessed with. But, you know, Al-Qaeda got up in the buildings and they got this Defense Department thermite and put it in there. Kind of like Defense Department, super weaponized grade, U.S. patented, miniaturized, coated in bentonite, gets mailed out. They claim Muslims do it, but it turns out the White House is on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, on September 10th, 3.5 weeks before anthrax pops up, and all of Bush's enemies get sent the anthrax, and Congress gets personally shut down, partially shut down, so they can then be under fear to pass the Patriot Act. Again, there's no evidence the government's involved, is there, Mr. Gage?
Well, we're not going to point the finger, but you can. It turns out that the Al-Qaeda was clearly unlikely to have access to this stuff as well. They couldn't get access, most likely, to the three.
Al-Qaeda didn't have the NASA explosives. Oh, okay, I thought they got it at Cape Canaveral. I mean, you know, they were Al-Qaeda got a base at Cape Canaveral.
Nor did they have access to these three of the highly most secure buildings in the United States outside the Pentagon.
You mean Al-Qaeda didn't have keys to the CIA command bunker in Building 7?
Well, they may have been given them, perhaps. I don't know.
You know, that's a wild conspiracy theory. I think it's normal that they snuck in with NASA-grade explosives all over the buildings by themselves and didn't get caught. And, of course, I think it's no big deal that a spook command base, Building 7, blows up like this and falls at free fall. Richard,
yeah.
I think you're an extremist for even questioning this. Why don't you just believe the story?
I can't. In fact, I'm not even working anymore. I'm earning half the salary working for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth that I was full-time as an architect, but I don't have time.
That's right. You built some big buildings, and you had a pretty successful business. Tell folks about that.
Well, I was managing or helping to manage a $400 million project in Nevada for General Growth, one of the largest mall firms. And this had 1,200 tons of steel framing and in six malls, basically, in a row, and including a mid-rise office space. The steel is up. The developers bankrupt, and 18 of us were laid off on this project, which turned out to be a blessing because I just didn't have time for it. I was working fewer and fewer hours trying to keep up with my speaking schedule and the research and the effort, the marketing effort that we're trying to educate all of the architects and engineers.
Amazing. Tell us about this news clip I'm about to play, because you're getting on more and more mainstream television and they're being somewhat respectful.
Well, let me tell you that the incredible, hardworking folks at We Are Change Fresno, a new We Are Change chapter, Fresno, California, they threw lots of effort at contacting not just this one media outlet, KMPH, Fox TV, local affiliate down there, but they contacted several different affiliates, and wherever I go, we try to do this, but it takes a lot of effort, a lot of contact, a lot of pressure, and consistent, and they broke through. We were able to get on the Great Day Show, which is broadcast throughout Central California on Fox affiliate. So it's pretty incredible. It's a 7.5 minute interview, which was very positive, where I was able, I feel, to get out most of this evidence.
Yeah. We're going to let you go in a moment and play that, and we'll have you back up in the near future to chronicle the great work you're doing all over the world as you travel in Europe and Canada and the United States. People should go to the website and support you. The last question, are the people on the other side who are now discovering literally have the hands on the plungers, the evidence shows, how do you deal with the creepiness of some of the events you and Stephen Jones and others go to where you've confronted these people? And how do you deal with also knowing that you and others are making history, that your momentum and your evidence is really changing things? Because I'm starting to see a lot of fear in their eyes. They realize this is like Galileo, you know, arguing that the planets moved and they locked him up for it, but later it came out that he was right even before he died, or Copernicus before him, you know, saying that saying the Earth was round. I mean, they're in deep trouble because the science is on your side.
Yeah, and the numbers are too. Our architects and engineers are growing, and we're going to be presenting this petition to Congress. We hope to have 1,000 by October when we go out there to Washington D.C. Personally, I'm delighted. I'm fired up every time we get a new breakthrough in the media. I'm incredibly delighted. In fact, we're going to be on Coast to Coast AM Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Pacific time. And that's nationally syndicated, like your show. We're just making some incredible progress. And
that show's a lot bigger than this one. It's the second biggest show in the country. In fact, I heard George during the news segment a few weeks ago cover the peer-reviewed journals about the thermite and the chips and the rest of it. So more and more is happening. Richard Gage, I want to commend you for all you do, and we'll talk to you again very soon. I'm gonna let you go and play this clip.
Thanks. Great, Alex. I'll listen.
Thank you so much, Richard. Okay, yeah, go ahead and start rolling the clip. We'll go to break and come back and play the rest. Here is a pretty fair report broadcast all over California. Here it is.
He's an architect experienced in steel structures. Now Richard Gage is touring the country with a controversial message about September 11th.
Richard Gage is here to show us why he's calling for a more thorough investigation into the collapse of the World Trade Center buildings. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. It's great to be here.
Well, first of all, give us a little bit more about your background.
Well, I'm an architect of 20 years, mm-hmm. member of the American Institute of Architects, and have been studying steel-framed, fireproof buildings for about that long.
We ask that for clarification because as we get into this, we want people to make sure that you're not just somebody with a wacky idea.
Right.
Okay? You come with some science to you. What is the official reason for the collapse of the World Trade Center towers?
Well, we're told that the planes hit the buildings and there was an explosion and a fire, and about an hour and a half later, in the case of the North Tower, the buildings collapsed due to structural weakening due to the fires. Mm-hmm. The problem is that we don't have large gradual deformations associated with collapses, and fires in high-rises have never brought down a steel frame of high-rise building at all, ever. And what we have, unfortunately, is the evidence in the Twin Towers and the third skyscraper to collapse that day, which most people don't know anything about it. We have the evidence of the 10 key features of controlled demolition. In the case of Building 7, it collapses straight down into its own footprint at free fall speed in the first 100 feet. It's dropping, as you can see, symmetrically, smoothly, at free fall speed in the first 100 feet, 2.5 seconds. This is uncanny. There's 40,000 tons of structural steel designed to resist this collapse.
Is it, what, a 47-story building?
Yeah. This is called Building 7, right? A football field away from the Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we're showing is left what happened, in fact.
I want to throw a point in here. Then they said there was no free fall, and they admitted, okay, first 100, 150, it is free fall, at free fall. But then they go, but the last couple hundred, it didn't. That's because it's now piling up on itself, but it's barely falling slower than free fall after that point. And then they measure that with other control demos. It's exactly the same. That was done conventionally with a control demo. Tower 1 and 2 were blown up the opposite way, top down. Let's go back to it.
This is uncanny. There's 40,000 tons of structural steel designed to resist this collapse.
Is it, what, a 47-story building?
Yeah. This is called Building 7, right? A football field away from the Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we're showing is left what happened. In fact, right is a controlled where you are using, or the people who made this happen, used demolition.
Indeed, and it's a direct
devices.
Comparison. And you can see that, indeed, almost free fall speed, free fall acceleration through 40,000 tons of structural steel. That is uncanny. So we have 700 architects and engineers demanding a new investigation as a result of this evidence and the evidence in the World Trade Center that is very explosive. Almost every architect and engineer we show this information to agrees with us that these are controlled demolitions.
Before, all right, let's stop right there. I'm going to come back and play the rest and get into Glenn Beck and then Gerald Celente. Look. Folks, think of the courage of these 700 women and men, like the founding fathers signing their John Hancocks on that piece of paper. And he, like he said, everybody, 90% you talk to know it, they're afraid to sign. We have to step up to the plate. We have to say, I'm not afraid, I'm a patriot. That's the first big step in winning against the New World Order, is stop cowering. They want to intimidate you. Get past the fear.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Going to play a little bit more of this TV newscast with Richard Gage out of California. Then I'm going to cover a little bit more about Glenn Beck coming out and saying the militia gun owner groups are working with Al-Qaeda. This is the new Obama pitch with Department of Homeland Security saying veterans, gun owners, the number one terror threat and working with Al-Qaeda. This is the thing that outraged conservatives. I mean, Beck is just really out of control, but he's following a script. Then we got Gerald Celente coming up. I want to tell you about a sponsor quickly before we do that. They're eFoodsDirect.com, a great storable foods company where I chose to get my storable foods before they were even a sponsor. That's why I approached them to be a sponsor. Longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. Other people claim they are. It's not true. This is the group. They are the biggest. They are the best non-GMO, non-hybrid, clean, quality food, best prices, brand new food, not old stuff they're selling you from 10 years ago. Lasts more than 10 years and climate controlled. 10 years if it's in your garage and not climate controlled or in a storage shed behind your house. eFoodsDirect.com. Check out the website. Be self-sufficient with all the uncertainty we've got going on in the world today. The letter eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Calling it a free brochure or watch all the free videos about their great product lines at eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, let's go back to this video at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the radio with the audio of a pretty fair newscast that we're breaking down here. With Richard Gage going over what really happened on 9/11.
This evidence and the evidence in the World Trade Center that is very explosive. Almost every architect and engineer we show this information to agrees with us that these are controlled demolitions. If we can get them to look at the information, because obviously the implications of a controlled demolition are dark for our country.
Yeah.
Because that means somebody besides Al-Qaeda was involved. Because these have to be easily three of the most highly secure buildings outside the Pentagon.
Now, if that was a controlled demolition, would there not be any evidence at the ground level of explosives within the building
debris?
Itself, that's the debris that's left?
Indeed. And what we find down there is pools of molten iron.
What does that mean?
Several tons. Exactly. What is that doing there? The first responders see it. The structural engineers see it. It's documented by FEMA, the melting of steel. Normal office fires is what's supposed to have brought these buildings down, along with jet plane impacts. But jet fuel and office fires don't produce molten iron or molten steel. It doesn't begin to melt until 3,000 degrees. But what we have is the fires only produce maybe 1,600 degrees. So what produced all that molten iron? Well, it has in it the chemical evidence of a special incendiary, which is thermite, a high-tech incendiary used to cut through steel like
you
a hot knife through
that?
Butter. Indeed. In all of the dust throughout lower Manhattan, we have a 4 to 6 inch thick layer of this dust, and throughout it we have evidence of tiny spheres, billions of them, several tons of previously molten iron. Well, how does that happen? If you have molten iron, the byproduct of thermite is molten iron, and it's dispersed throughout all of this dust.
Now, you are allowed to go in and get samples and examine it?
Oh, there's plenty of dust. A lot of people have this dust, and four of these samples have been sent to physicist Stephen Jones, formerly of Brigham Young University. And they find in it not only these spheres, which others have found too, USGS, mm-hmm. R.J. Lee, doing toxicological studies. These spheres have iron, aluminum, fluorine, manganese, very unusual elements associated only with thermite. And there's small chips of unignited thermite as well. This is very high-tech thermite.
Yeah, let's stop right there. You can watch the rest of it on YouTube. We got a link up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But that's key. The federal government and other branches found the spheres and the thermite and didn't know what they were and wrote them up in reports. That's key because folks go, oh, Stephen Jones and other people, you know, they got these people that live nearby, construction workers, people that saved it. And, you know, that there's not chain of custody. Oh, I'm sorry. The federal government's own studies admit it all. They blew those buildings sky high.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is up $16.70 today. I'm not going to get too much into that. You know, really the biggest news of the day that I covered some in the first hour, and that will come up in the rebroadcast after Gerald Celente joins us, is the Washington Times exclusive Al-Qaeda says bio attack from Mexico. I was on neocon sites months ago with this government operative sitting up there saying, oh yes, we're going to ship anthrax in. We have 300 plus thousand U.S. militia members. And then they say they're white supremacists. So they always take militia, means gun owner, the DHS reports. And they say they are white supremacists. So the lies stack on the lies. And then they're going to kill hundreds of thousands of Americans with anthrax. And then right on time, Obama is saying this in speeches, right as Al-Qaeda, bin Laden, you know, they've done the voice prints, this fake tapes pops up. You got the grandson of the head of the ADL, Adam Gadon, popping up, agreeing. You know, they do this all at one time. And the Intel Center, publicly run by the former head of Army Black Ops and the former head of CIA Black Ops, that both work for Rumsfeld, they run the Intel Center, publicly puts out videos of Adam Gadon and Al-Qaeda, American Al-Qaeda, with the Intel Center logo loaded in the same video layer as the Al-Qaeda logo. They were put on together at the same time. It's the same generation. Do you understand what that means? It's totally fake. And then Glenn Beck comes out. Let's play this clip right now, just part of it. He comes out and, I love America. He's always crying. He does this fake thing and he'll laugh at you. FEMA camps aren't real. Ron Paul supporters are terrorists, but I like Ron Paul. We need to use the army against the American people. And I've talked about this unholy alliance of Al-Qaeda and the militias. Which is all what the DHS report says, which is all what the feds have been saying since Oklahoma City when they had Arabs with McVeigh in that government operation, but for some reason pulled back from saying Arabs were involved. And I predicted for in the future to bring that back out and claim that Arabs and Al-Qaeda work with American gun owners to sick Homeland Security on the American people, which is now happening years later. Here's the clip.
He goes on to suggest that Al-Qaeda will work with what he claims are 300,000 American white supremacist militias who also hate the U.S. government. If you're a longtime viewer of my program, you know that I've been talking about that unholy alliance for a while.
There is no need for airplanes, conspiracies, timings, and so on. One person with the courage to carry 4 pounds of anthrax will go to the White House lawn and will spread the confetti all over them. And then we will do these cries of joy.
This is something, I mean, is this just a nonsense recruiting, or is this something that
we have evidence that he really means this
and he has the ability to do
this? The White House really launches the anthrax attacks.
Look, absolutely. They mean to do us harm. This no nonsense. This is an insight into Al-Qaeda.
Meanwhile, hit pause. I can't listen to this baloney. I can't listen to the Washington Times reporter that put out this exclusive Al-Qaeda ICE bio attack from Mexico, and the news said the flu was Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is a CIA program name. Brzezinski brags about it. Al-Qaeda was used to attack the Serbs, the Russians, to take the blame for attacking the U.S. British intelligence set up the Wahhabists, and the White House admits they are using Al-Qaeda, the number three in Al-Qaeda, to attack Iran, bomb their mosque and airplanes to bring down the Shiite government. But they think our media is so dumb, and they think our people are so dumb, the globalists say Iran is backing Al-Qaeda when Iran is Shiite. And then Israel admits they founded Hezbollah, Hamas. Israel admits they founded Hamas to counter Hezbollah, which is Shiite. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, the military-industrial complex has taken America over. It needs to have an excuse, so it's going to stage terror attacks as a pretext to put NORTHCOM on the streets of this country. And it's all designed, and NORTHCOM admits their main mission is fighting American gun owners, former veterans. But to do that, they got to say veterans and gun owners are Al-Qaeda working with the white supremacist. And that's the script Glenn Beck and the Washington Times are putting out. We told you they would.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95. For actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he is kind enough to join us from his home in historic New York. I guess they're in the Hudson Valley, you'd say. Correct me if I'm wrong. He is the martial artist of trend forecasting. The purpose of trend forecasting is to provide insights and directions in anticipation of what the future may bring, and to be prepared for the unexpected. Gerald Celente, a close combat practitioner and black belt trainer, well understands the importance of protecting rather than reacting and being proactive. The first rule of close combat is to attack the attacker. Action is faster than reaction. The same holds true for the future. You know the future is coming. Attack it before it attacks you. Founder of the Trends Research Institute in 1980, Gerald Celente is a pioneer trend strategist. He is author of the national bestseller Trends 2000 and Trend Tracking Warner Books, and Far Better Than Megatrends, and publisher of the internationally circulated Trends Journal newsletter. And that's putting it lightly. He's made a lot of accurate predictions, been very accurate, for decades. And we always enjoy having Gerald Celente up here because we understand that we need to see where the elite are going, what the globalists are setting up, what's happening in the future. Gerald, you and I and many others predicted GM would go bankrupt. They're hacking it up in pieces, giving it to China, Russia, and Brazil. The public doesn't seem to know that, even though it's in Bloomberg in the news. It's buried that we're paying the bailout money through World Trade Organization agreements, that the bailout money can't be spent exclusively here, so large portions have to be spent internationally. So we're paying to have it shipped out overseas. Banks are collapsing. Real estate market, you predicted a year ago on this show, is really imploding faster. And you said the big thing would be commercial real estate. Now that's accelerating. They're openly announcing youth brigades, red and black uniforms. We're going to play some video of that. We found a new bill. Burmese did earlier. He's going to be covering tonight, 9 to midnight, here on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to cover that with you, where they openly say again, national compulsory service. It's even though you and I have predicted this is coming and many others have seen, you know, the tyranny, it's still hard to believe it's actually manifesting. Gerald Celente.
It is hard to believe it. It began really under in full blast under Bush with his TARP programs and buying out, as we did with Bear Stearns. It was that $30 billion they guaranteed. That sale to, I believe it was J.P. Morgan, the takeover of Fannie and Freddie, the mortgage companies, owning AIG, the world's largest insurance company, now Chrysler and GM. And as we know, the definition of the merger of corporate and state powers is called fascism, according to Mussolini, who knew a thing or two about it. And that's what we're seeing now, the first stages of what we're calling fascism light. And you're pointing it out very well with the uniforms, the compulsory service, and all of the steps that they're taking, where the government is now infringing deeper and deeper into our lives, to the point where now one out of every $6 that are being spent in this country is coming from the government. So it's a trend that happened really in little over a year, where America went from the world's greatest entrepreneurial country, where no one was too big to save, or to fail, where now the rest of us are too small to save, and we're becoming servants of the major companies. Again, current events form future trends. We just look at the expansion plans for Walmart. It's very ironic. They used to say, as goes General Motors, or what's good for General Motors is good for America. And now we can say, as goes Walmart, so goes America. They're going to create another, they're bragging about it, 22,000 jobs. Whoopee. Compare those to the jobs we used to have when this country had a manufacturing base.
Well, Walmart, I mean, don't they on the whole food chain, they fill kind of the vulture or maggot position, that sure, the vultures and maggots do well when the rest of the economy's dead, but only for a time.
Well, Well, that's exactly it, and the kind of jobs they produce. I mean, who really wants to, you know, go to college or anywhere else, or even get a high school degree, and then be relegated to working at Walmart? You know,
I know a lot of folks with college degrees who are working at the grocery store or Walmart, and they're not too happy. That's something else you talk about, it's the college bubble, but go ahead.
So what we're doing is, when you hear these advertisements, Alex, where Walmart brags about, you know, everyday low prices, well, sure, everyday low, we're turning into a Walmart economy. Everyday low prices. With everyday low prices comes everyday low paying jobs. With everyday low paying jobs comes everyday low quality. So everyday America is sinking lower and lower. The GM bailout in this country, it should be, I believe that these people in Congress, from the president down, should be being brought up on criminal charges for abrogating our Constitution and becoming so involved in private industry to the levels that they've become. And when you read their thin defense for it, they use quotes like, well, we had to do this, and we hope to be... What do you mean you had to do this? Who said you had to do this? Certainly not the American people.
Well, so, notice, Gerald Celente, that the more they do, the worse it gets for all of us, but the better for them. And this is my question for you, and then finish the point you were making, is that we have the IMF and World Bank bragging about imploding third world nations by design, buying off their governments, destroying confidence in the supposed recovery, then consolidating even more. The big government system, the big central banks offshore, George Soros saying he's having a great crisis, culmination of his life, they're bragging that they love it, everything's falling apart, because then they are flush with all the fiat currency and credit they create out of nothing. They get to buy up all the real assets. They get to pose as the saviors of the crisis they created. They're openly announcing a new Bank of the World will pay our carbon taxes to. They're telling us the new recovery is lower quality, less jobs, less freedom, less mobility. So they're advertising bondage and chains as the recovery. I mean, they know these people are crazy like a fox, or do you disagree?
Well, you know, to some extent, yes and no, in the sense that I think they're crazy like a fox in that the objective is to take control of our lives, and they're doing it in every way possible. And they use these crises, not that they're so much as manufactured, but they exploit them for everything that they're worth. And that, as Rahm Emanuel had noted, that, you know, you never let a good crisis, you know, be squandered. And that's what they're really doing as we see it. The second thing, Alex, is in building on what you said, is one of our forecasts, as you know, we're calling for the bailout bubble. And just briefly, we had first the dot-com
bubble. I got to stop you. You said that first, I remember, like a year ago or 9-10 months ago. Now they're calling it bailout bubble on the news without giving you credit. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, that happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So now the bailout, first that we had, well, not first, but the most recent was the dot-com bubble. The dot-com bubble burst, $5 trillion is lost in the markets. Rather than let their too-big-to-fail friends lose big money, they created the other bubble. They lowered interest rates to 46-year lows, flooded the marketplace with cheap money. Again, every time they do that, they devalue our standard of living. But they created the real estate bubble. Go out and borrow on your house. It's a piggy bank. You want to build that new addition, go on a vacation, buy a new car. It's cheap. Just go do it. They created the next bubble. That bubble burst. And, of course, they love to blame the little people, not talking about ever these leveraged buyout firms like Carlyle and Blackstone and Cerberus, on and on, who bought companies for virtually no money down worth tens of billions of dollars. That was where the real credit crisis happened, by the way.
And, by the way, before you, I forget, let me bring this up. I'm sure you've seen all the news where they do stress tests on healthy banks, and the government says, no, you haven't done well, so the bank plunges, and then the government basically hands it over to Carlyle. I mean, this is just piracy.
Well, again, look who's involved with Carlyle. Look at the members of the Carlyle Group. You know, they're it's the Bush wing of the mafia. You know, so as we look at the players, you know where the money goes, follow the money. So now we have the bailout bubble. And this really, what we're talking about now is that, and building on what you said, now when this bubble bursts, and it's going to burst, when this one bursts, there's no way to reinflate another bubble.
This is the mega bubble. This is the fait complete, the coup de grace. This is the final bubble.
The final bubble, because now what's happened is, unlike those other bubbles, our economic superstructure has been changed, because now government has printed phantom money out of thin air, based on nothing, producing practically nothing, has taken equity positions in private enterprise with executive control and management powers over these corporations. So now when this breaks, there's nothing left to refill it. And here's the next step. With each failure, they create a even bigger failure. We are concerned that after this bubble breaks, the next crisis they create will be taking us to war. They do it all the time.
Stay there, Gerald Celente. Break that down when we get back. And by the way, what he's saying mirrors what Paul Watson wrote about 6 months ago. The Rand Corporation, this was big news in Europe, not on the news here, said we need a World War II size global crisis to be able to get us out of this, and they call it a bubble. So they're certainly doing some trends forecasting over at Rand in a very wicked way.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides,
carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Real, folks. We have criminals in control of our nation robbing us. They are so ruthless and so cunning that they know it's going to cause rioting and revolution. They don't care. They're all buying duchies offshore. And by the way, I know quite a few billionaires. They evacuated years ago. They know what Gerald Celente knows. They know what we know. This is the court of the Crimson King. By the time this is done, a lot of blood's going to flow on the streets. Not looking forward to it. And all you foolish petty tyrants that serve the system, I really feel sorry for you, because California's already going bankrupt, as Gerald predicted on the show 8-9 months ago. Gerald Celente, you were getting into the new mega bubble, a cascade of failures, starting a war. Let's get into that. Because as bad as this news is, it's better to know it's coming. I mean, if I lived in a valley and somebody called me and said the dam just broke, you'll be in 20 feet of water in 10 minutes, get out of there, I would thank them that I could get to high ground. We get bitched at because the delusional public thinks, some of them, that, oh, we'll just be positive, and if we just make up it's okay, it'll be okay. They'd rather not be warned that the dam just broke upstream, Gerald.
Well, that's it. I mean, people are living on illusion. They don't want to face the reality. And of course, this is a Disney world, and
yeah.
People do live in it. We're talking about the war, Alex. Of course, you know, we're not saying that this is going to happen. We're saying it's likely to happen, considering the trends that are taking place. They're adding up to it. Each time, again, that's why we're talking about one bubble after the next. With each bubble, they reinflate it to a bigger bubble, to yet a bigger bubble. And then when there's nothing else left to do, they become emboldened by their failures, and they take you to war. You go throughout history, and this is historical. They do it all the time. They can no longer cover up their failures.
Well, that's what Rand Corporation says. They say World War II got us out of the Depression. We need something that big. And they look at Korea. They look at Iran. They discuss, where should we start a war? My God.
Well,
what do you?
It looks like at this moment, and from listening to President Obama, he's putting a lot of focus on Pakistan.
Yeah.
And we're seeing what's happening there as the war is being prosecuted. And of course, they've escalated the Afghan war, put in a new commander, and McChrystal, and it's spreading into Afghan. And there's a crisis going on over there now in the Swat Valley. Over a million people homes have been displaced. And so what happens is, this is a very logical progression. The more people you kill in foreign countries, the more they hate you, and the more they're going to want to retaliate. So what we're forecasting is there's going to be a retaliatory strike against the United States coming out of the Middle East as a result of our escalation of wars in those areas. What will happen is they'll call it terrorism rather than getting even, and they'll blame it on people that hate our liberty and freedoms, and they'll escalate it into something bigger. It's an old story, and it will be repeated just the players will change, the lines will be almost the same.
So we're talking about encirclement of Russia, Pakistan, India, Kashmir, with Pakistan and Afghanistan escalating, North Korea out of control. You can just see all the fires all over that crescent there from Eastern Europe all the way into Southeast Asia. I mean, this is just horrifying. What's your timeline on this?
Well, again, it's very difficult to put a timeline on these because, you know, for example, in our we had predicted that the crash of 09 would have taken place already. We believed it would have happened in March, and it was right on schedule to do so. The market hit a low in on March 9th. But they come up with schemes undreamed of. Who would have thought, for example, as you pointed out, that so much has changed with this country, where now we own General Motors, with 60% owners of this company? Who would have dreamed that they would be pumping $12.8 trillion into the system?
Unbelievable. Gerald Celente, stay there. Quick break, long segment coming up. And we'll give out his website as well for everybody that wants to check it out. So get a pen and paper ready. This is the GCN Radio Network. I am Alex Jones. And again, we have 30 minutes left in this transmission. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Change soon.
We're going to have Gerald Celente back up in the next month or so. He's very busy to discuss ways to get out of this. The problem is the establishment isn't listening and doesn't care, so how do solutions even matter? Well, I guess once we overthrow this system, the danger will be that some new tyranny will be brought in, as Ron Paul has said. It's very rare to have a revolution that doesn't turn into something as bad or worse. That's why I'm not all rah-rah revolution, unless it's what the founders did. It's so special what this country did. I want to talk some with Gerald before he leaves us about that. But before we do that, I want to tell you about a sponsor that's made this hour possible, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Folks, these are just great folks, the people from Solutions at Science. And they have the Survival Seed Bank. Great prices, high quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds. These are heirloom. 877-327-0365. Plus, gardens are fun. I mean, I've got a garden no matter where I live. I have a little bitty backyard, and I got a garden with tomatoes and stuff growing. And, you know, my aunt and uncle got a huge garden. My parents have a big garden. It's just wonderful. Your kids love it. Get high quality seeds. The big seed companies, Monsanto and others, are buying them, these companies all up on record, building big secret seed vaults that have been in the news. So they're not too secret. Trying to get a control over agriculture, trying to create a monopoly, trying to shut down the farms and ranches with a national animal ID and national premises ID. They're raiding Amish that are selling their own milk, or people selling eggs and watermelons on the side of the road are being SWAT teamed. I mean, you can't make this up. Just Google farmer SWAT team. They want us to be live in a big prison like Stalin had in Russia. And a great place to fight back is SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And one final sponsor I want to tell you about is HomeGain. You can go to this website. It's absolutely free. Enter in your home address. I used this site before they were sponsors. Okay, they've been around for 10 years. And you put in your home address, and it gives you the real market value that realtors are really looking at for your home. It's got another function where you enter your home and basic information, or use a mock home example, and they tell you the cheapest, easiest upgrades to do that will increase your home's value, the best for resale. And they've also got stuff for buyers. So it's all there at HOMEGAIN.com, HomeGain.com, or just check out Max Little Orange Gorilla on InfoWars.com. That's their mascot, and that is the mascot for HomeGain.com. Going back to Gerald Celente. Gerald, tell folks about your website and how they can subscribe to get your great trends forecast journal.
Right, it's trendsresearch.com. That's trendsresearch.com. And what we encourage them to do is to look at our past trends journals. For example, we have the top trends of 2008. That they could look at the whole journal, and they could judge for themselves. The motto, of course, of the Trends Research Institute is think for yourself. And so they could see what we have forecast, what has come true, and what's going to happen. And much of what we've written is in the headlines news today. And about the things to do, by the way, in survival, I'm a strong believer, and I do it myself, is I buy gold. And we are forecasting gold 2,000 an ounce. And you can see, again, current events form future trends. We can see they just sent Timothy Geithner, our Treasury Secretary, over to China to try to soothe out the deal, because the world is starting to unload dollars. You can see, for example, again, current events form future trends. Gold is now moving back toward the $1,000 an ounce mark, crept up very quickly. The dollar is again losing against the key basket of currencies. Several months ago it was 124 to a euro, now it's about 142. So the world knows that you cannot print phantom money out of thin air based on nothing and producing practically nothing without destroying the economy.
Well, Gerald, interrupt. I saw a bunch of news articles. I forgot to cover them the last few days. In fact, guys, Google this for me. Top insurance company buys gold first time
in
history.
$400 million they bought.
Tell folks about that, Mr. Celente.
I believe it was Northwestern, or it was Northwestern Mutual. They have $400 or $200 million worth of gold they bought. But for the first time in business, I think they're in business like 150 years.
Yeah, that's what it said. And then I did more searches and found out a bunch of governments, like the Chinese, the Arabs, the Europeans, other insurance companies are quietly moving into gold. They've never done that. What does that tell you, Gerald Celente?
It tells us that the fiat currencies, particularly the dollar, are not going to be worth the paper they're printed on. Again, even when you hear Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke yesterday warning that there's a risk of another crisis on the horizon.
Inflation.
And they're not going to be able to print more money to bail us out. They're running out of games. So the timeline, by the way, Alex, during the summer, things usually quiet down. Yeah, Europe goes on vacation, and things start getting real again around September, October. Again, you just look through history. When we saw the crisis that happened in 2008, it happened in September. I think it was September 15th. It was with Lehman Brothers went belly up, the biggest bankruptcy in our history, AIG crisis, Merrill Lynch. And one after another. What happens is when people come back from vacations, they start looking at the books in a lot of different ways. They get real about it. So September, October is one way, time to look. The other one, and this is the one that's going to tell the final story, it's going to be Christmas sales 2009. Watch how those sales come in. You're going to see them in way, way worse than they were last year, and they were terrible last year. Then you move into the new year, and that's when things in 2010 really start to unravel. That's our timeline.
And you're saying the only rabbit in the hat they've got that you see for another bubble, this is the end of the bubbles unless they start a huge war?
Yeah, but this time it's different than the times before, in the sense that this time we'll have wars of weapons of mass destruction. It's not going to be giant fleets fighting each other in the Pacific or tanks, you know, coming at each other over the battlefields. This will be suitcase-sized nuclear weapons. Matter of fact, my book Trends 2000, which came out in December of 1996, the whole front of it was front-loaded with the breakup of the former Soviet Union and all of the nuclear materials on the black market that was spread throughout the world. And they're still out there. So we're going to see a very different war. This will be out of control. No one will know what to do, and the chaos will be beyond what any Hollywood movie could ever dream up.
So you're talking about a black ops, special ops war?
Yes. Again, you know, anybody could get over into anybody's country. It's not a big deal. Borders are very porous. I remember writing in the Trends Journal, I believe it was 1998, about over 100 suitcase-size nuclear weapons were lost in Russia. I mean, lost? You know, so it's going to be that kind of thing, weapons of mass destruction. We call it WWMD3. World Wars of Weapons.
Okay, I want to go over that with you because you know, you've talked about it, government-sponsored terror. There's certainly some real terror and real wars between powers. But look at these global banks. They're bringing in their world government. They're using the global crisis to get their global carbon tax. They engineered the crisis, whether by design or by their idiocy. The point is, they're clearly getting power and control out of it. Now they need to have a world government come into place out of this bigger crisis. They need to have a war, just like they used World War I to get League of Nations, World War II to get UN. Now they say we need one more big war to bring in the final world government. I see all the evidence that this is planned out. And if suitcase nukes aren't brought in, if somebody isn't stupid enough to attack, then I see them staging it because it's the only bubble, the only crisis that they have left to bring them into power. So I agree with what you say, Gerald, and I see them making the preparations, hardening government facilities, preparing tattletale squads, domestic infrastructure, DHS reports that Americans are terrorists, youth brigades. I see huge industrial buildup for war against the people. Northcom making announcements. You said this a year ago. We've been talking about it for a long time. Zolik warns stimulus sugar high won't stem unemployment. What you just said, with Bernanke saying the money has to end because they've already bought everything up. He says unemployment increases that will cause political combustible issue and destabilization and conflict. He says rising joblessness threatens to set off political unrest across the globe. So they're saying this, but like beaters beating the bushes to drive out, you know, the mastodons over the cliff. We're the mastodons. This is all crazy like a fox going right towards their world government. So, Gerald Celente, your take on that?
Well, whether they cause it or exploit it, it's going to happen in the sense that you also have worldwide unrest. Latvia, we saw it in Greece, Iceland, you're seeing it in France. You look what's happening over in Spain. The unemployment rate is almost 20%. Ireland, the UK, and in the U.S., you're going to start seeing it happening, whether or not, and then again, as I said, they are fermenting war in the Middle East with the escalation in Afghanistan and in Pakistan.
So that's clearly a false flag. That, I mean, clearly there, they know they're stirring the pot on purpose.
Exactly. So whether or not they create the terror or the terror is created from their actions, one way or another, they're setting the stage for it. So what we're saying at this point is that the escalation of the Afghan-Pakistan wars are setting the stage for terrorism at 9/11 levels. Again, whether manufactured or real, we're going to see it. And the people, look, you look at the poll data now. Most people are in favor of these wars in the United States. So if they say, you know, we're being attacked by Islamofascists because they hate our liberty and freedom, the people are going to swallow it again.
Gerald Celente, trends forecaster, what did you think about, or did you see, the Pakistan president, they're saying, why are you helping terrorists? And he goes, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, was created by the U.S. against the Russians and pushed. You guys are using them to destabilize us, which is what's really going on. You know, they don't control all the groups, but they nudge them and fund them and stir them up. And he made that point, and the person interviewing him on NBC kind of shut up. It seems like this trick is starting to wear a bit thin.
Precisely. And a matter of fact, in this next Trends Journal summer edition that'll be coming out in a few weeks, we're reviewing the history of Pakistan, which we had written about when they assassinated Benazir Bhutto in January, I believe it was December 2007. And now her husband, Zardari, is the president of Pakistan. Well, they used to call him Mr. 10%. Because he used to take 10% of all the government action. He did time in jail for being accused of raping the government of $5 billion. I mean, it's one criminal enterprise after another. And we're in the thick of it.
Absolutely. Gerald Celente, I don't know if you've seen this yet. It just came out last night. Washington Times playing some one of millions, you know, crazy imams. Bragging about if we had one fighter to bring anthrax to America and kill hundreds of thousands. I've seen this months ago. They take this like it's breaking news and say he works with the gun-owning militia. Then they tie militia to white supremacists. Same thing that they do in the DHS report that says gun owners, veterans are the number one threat. And we see all of Homeland Security, Northcom, being set up to suppress a legitimate revolution by the American people, or a restoration, which you've been predicting. We've got Zolik at the World Bank saying this is coming. They're clearly now swinging around the Homeland Security system, the apparatus, to point it at the American people, saying we are Al-Qaeda. So they clearly know they're about to do some things politically where they're going to sick Homeland Security on the general public, and they're training local police departments nationwide. This is confirmed that veterans will come back and bomb you with IEDs, and that the veterans work with Al-Qaeda. Do you think this new load of bull is going to sell?
Well, again, if there's an attack of any kind, whether it's a manufactured or legitimate, the people respond very quickly by fear, as we saw with Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. They'll swallow most of what's fed to them.
But now they're going to say the gun owners are the terrorists. They're going to say, oh, Al-Qaeda hit us, take the people's guns, the gun owners are Al-Qaeda. I mean, that is really over the top.
We don't believe, by the way, that Second Amendment rights will be repealed. I mean, that's our, and I'm a strong advocate of Second Amendment rights.
Why? Because they can't get away with it?
They will not be able to get away with it. No matter how hard they try, you're going to have states that are going to be more stringent than others, but overall they're not going to be able to stop it. The protest will be too strong. We will say that in our lifetime, unless, of course, there's something, beyond anything that we're talking about right now that happens, they will not get away with taking away our Second Amendment rights.
Well, I agree. We've got a good chance. The pro-gun culture is growing. Women are getting into guns. People are finding out how great it is to be, to defend yourself. But what I'm asking, because I really want your opinion on this, is the Homeland Security documents that we broke, it makes a nexus between gun owners, veterans, and says they're the number one threat, and basically are Al-Qaeda, are white supremacists. Now I'm seeing that as a drumbeat. White Al-Qaeda, it's totally asinine that, that white Al-Qaeda works for bin Laden, is going to release anthrax. What I'm saying is, clearly they're trying to get ready to sick NORTHCOM on the American people. How asinine is that in your view? A. B. Will they get away with it?
Well, I don't think that's going to be one of their first steps. And yes, they can get away with anything at any given time if the conditions are right. But we wouldn't see that as the issue right now.
Well, they've got a lot of chutzpah, though, to try to...
Well, they'll try anything, Alex. You know that. And then they keep throwing out these trial balloons to see how far they'll go. But the thing that we have to watch out for on an individual basis, as we see it right now, is an economic meltdown and people making sure, for example, with the seed companies you're talking about, planting your own gardens, being as self-sufficient as possible, understanding where your money is, will you be able to get a hold of it, finding careers that are going to pay, because you're not going to be able to get a job going to college with a useless degree that they're putting out now.
All right, stay there. Final segment with Gerald Celente. We'll put his website up on screen for you. TrendsResearch.com, TrendsResearch.com. My sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Just always amazing having Gerald Celente on. Final segment straight ahead. We'll talk about how he sees the economy unfolding here.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
By the way, you can see Gerald Celente in my film, The Obama Deception, number one film online. I don't have time to count it all up on YouTube and Google and everywhere, but over 20 million free views of the film online. And I judge that by success. I want to reach minds, reach people, stop the globalists from wrecking the planet, have a new renaissance, same thing Gerald Celente wants. But if you want the high-quality DVD with the extras and see it like it's meant to be seen in high quality, instead of cruddy internet, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and see it in high quality, burn it to DivX, give it to people, or get the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Gerald Celente, in the 4 minutes we have left, man, I can have a million more questions for you. Break it down. What you say Christmas is going to be really bad. Then we go into 2010. How do you see this unfolding, towards depression? And then how do you see the establishment responding? You've already said war, but specifically domestically, what's this going to look like?
Domestically, we're going to see crime go through the roof. They actually argue that as economic conditions decline, crime doesn't worsen. Yes, it does. And all kinds of crime from the top down. So there's going to be more scammers, more thievery, Wall Street doing more deals to steal every penny they can get. Crime is going to increase in terms also of gang violence. We're already seeing it in the numbers, of course, you know, with people buying guns, buying safes. Only the people that can't read the handwriting on the wall are going to be caught with what's going to happen, because we're moving in to what we're saying unequivocally is going to be the greatest depression, and it's going to be worldwide. Again, the data doesn't lie. Globally, the trade is off over 20%. You can't keep business going with those kind of numbers. We're going to see a temporary reprieve because of all of the money they're dumping into the system. So that's going to knock people off. They're going to believe there's going to be the green shoots of recovery. But when you dump this money manure all over the planet, as they're doing now with the tens of trillions of dollars, it's going to look like recovery, but it's not going to be. So when it collapses from this one down, boy, you better be in a good place. You better have a job that's going to be withstand depression-proof tremors, because a lot of people aren't going to make it. House foreclosures are going to skyrocket, and the commercial real estate bubble has already popped. They're just not announcing it.
Absolutely. A lot of different animals, dolphins, ferrets, they know when a hurricane or tornado's coming the day before, an earthquake. Do you think the public sees the political changes, or do you think they instinctively are buying all the guns and safe off the shelves? I mean, that tells me the public's ready to defend themselves.
The public is ready to defend themselves, not so much against the government, nor are we. Well, my reasons, for example, of owning weapons is to defend myself against the lunatics that are running out in the street.
Yes.
Uneducated, whacked out on drugs. You know, their minds are blown. The bank right around the corner from me, the Key Bank in Kingston, New York, was robbed twice in a week.
Oh, I know. Crime is just exploding, and the news is saying it's not, and the police are under attack, and then they're acting crazy as well. Just society's going nuts. Gerald Celente, website is trendsresearch.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us, sir, and I look forward to getting an interview with you up in New York for the new Obama film coming out in September. God bless you, sir, and thank you for spending time with us.
Always my pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. There goes Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com on the audio streams. Jason Burma's coming up tonight, 9 to midnight, with the new draft bill, National Compulsory Service. Great job, crew. Stay with it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.